Bucks scrum for three Phantoms there. Pogansky has it. He shoots and scores! Austin Pogansky finds the puck and puts it home! Now the Storm get a turnover, though, at the top of the zone. Berger is holding, trying to find Hutchison. Shot, score! Nick Hutchison, first of the season! Now another shot for McMurphy, and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a shorthanded goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Now here comes Wookie on a breakaway. Wookie to the center. He shoots and scores. Chris Wookie, a breakaway goal. Ties it at one for the Storm. Taken away by Youngstown breakaway. J.J. Pickenich all alone. He shoots. Save Johansson. Curry back to Berger with a shot. And he scores. Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season! The Storm have a 5-4 lead. What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski.
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viera Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jared Sheffrin with you here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, as the Tri-City Storm go up against the Sioux City Musketeers at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. The final meeting of the season between these two teams. The Storm playing their third game in 3 days after the loss last night, 4-0 to the Fargo up in Fargo, North Dakota. Tri-City split the weekend series with the Force, and now they go up against the Sioux City Musketeers here at the Tyson Arena, Tyson Event Center, I should say, as we're inside the Viera Wireless pregame show. Viera Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viera Event Center. Get more with Viera Wireless today. Visit us at Viera.com. Well, it was a tale of two games for the Storm this past weekend. On Friday night, a 4-1 victory, two goals from Chase Berger, Ryan McMurphy, and Jake Wallen also scored. Hayden Levine, 38 saves, really fantastic full-team effort on Friday night. But then on Saturday, Tri-City could not get on the scoreboard, couldn't beat Matthias Israelson, were shut out 4-0 by Fargo. A couple different Fargo players able to score goals. Fargo had a 3-goal lead at the end of the first period with a 3-0 lead. And Hayden Levine able to make 31 saves, but could not shut the door on Fargo. They won 4-0 last night. And so now in the third game in 3 days for Tri-City here against the Sioux City Musketeers, it's a tall task for Tri-City. They have not beaten Sioux City at all this season. They are 0-4-1, one loss in overtime and a shootout loss earlier in October. But the Storm have not gotten any points in this building this season. And it's historically been a pretty tough place to play for Tri-City here at the Tyson Event Center. Musketeers are in a battle for positioning in the Western Conference playoff race. They are in third place right now. Top four teams make it. They're just 4 points behind the Omaha Lancers with a game in hand to try to get the second seed in the USHL's Western Conference. They had a game on Friday, defeated the Sioux Falls Stampede 2-1, game-winning goal scored by former Tri-City Storm player Joel Esperance. And then they had Saturday night off. So the Musketeers with a day of rest before tonight's matchup, and these two teams should have a good battle here tonight. Tri-City keeps their lineup the same. Hayden Levine gets the start in net. Storm keep their forward lines and their defensive pairings exactly the way that they've had them the past two nights. So nothing's changed for Tri-City. Jim Holton just looking for a little bit more effort, a little bit more compete, as is what he said before this game. But we'll get into a full conversation with Jim Holton in the coach's corner coming up in a few minutes. We'll also have our behind enemy lines where we'll profile this Sioux City Musketeer team just coming up in a couple minutes after we take a break here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers finishing off the weekend here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Now it's time for the Best Western Plus behind enemy lines. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center. Offering the finest in amenities, call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight we'll profile Valtteri Hopponen of the Sioux City Musketeers. Hopponen playing for the Musketeers in their top six tonight. Right wing on the second line with Joe Snively and Adam Johnson. Johnson didn't see the Storm the last time these two teams met as he was suspended, but Hopponen is the leading scorer for the Musketeers against the Storm this season with a goal and five assists. He leads the team with 6 points against Tri-City this year in the team's first five matchups, which Sioux City has won all five of them, four of them in regulation and one in the shootout. This season, Hopponen has been a really solid scorer in the top six. 53 games, he has 17 goals and 14 assists for 31 points. He's a plus five, four power play goals, four power play assists, and 106 shots on net for Valtteri Hopponen. A guy out of Espoo, Finland, and he played major junior, but also he just made his Team Finland for nationals, for a national tournament, and he's going to have to leave the Musketeers for a couple weeks to play in this international tournament. 1996 birth year, it's his draft year this year, and he's hoping to get picked by an NHL team. Hopponen, 6'1", 187 pounds, he wears number 43, one of the top players on the Sioux City Musketeers. Now it's time for the Coach's Corner with head coach Jim Holton. Let's hear what he had to say before the Storm and Musketeers on the Breeze, 94.5.
Coach's Corner on a Sunday afternoon before the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers here on the Breeze. Jared Schaffrin joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Coach, last night you're blanked by Fargo. How do you regroup and what are the keys to coming in and having a hot start tonight?
Well, to me it comes down to one word and it's compete. You know what? We can all live with losses. In fact, we just told the team the last time we were in this building, we lost, but we walked out with their head held up high because we competed and we battled. We were in a little bit of a rough stretch there. We had had a tough game the night before, but we battled from start to finish. We ran out of gas. I can live with that. Last night's loss bothers me immensely because I think we got out-competed, and that doesn't sit well with me at any point of the year because that doesn't matter who's in your lineup, who's out of your lineup. It doesn't matter if you're fresh, if you're tired. It was the exact same situation for the Fargo kids that was for ours, and quite simply, they outworked us, out-hit us, and they deserved to win, and they did. So for me, tonight's all about compete and pride.
Something we've talked about a lot this season has been confidence. And this is a team in Sioux City that the Storm have not beaten at any point this season. The closest they've gotten is a shootout loss back in October. Confidence-wise, do you feel like there's a little bit more energy and drive to try to go and beat this team before the season ends? Or is the team lacking in confidence because they haven't beaten them yet?
I'm not so sure it's anything to do with Sioux City. I think our collective confidence is real down, you know, given the stretch we've gone through in the last 6 weeks. But there again, confidence is earned, and we haven't done enough to earn it lately. Again, this is 2 weekends in a row where we start the weekend off on the right foot on a good note, but then we turn around and we shoot ourselves in the foot the next night. So this is a unique challenge in the fact that this is one of our few 3-3s here. We haven't played one in a long time. But it's also coming into a team that we have a bit of a hatred rivalry starting to develop with. Part and parcel, I think, with our trade with the Sioux Falls team. A lot of them came over, and of course it's a natural rivalry, Sioux Falls. So I know Valisano in particular usually has his most competitive games against this team. We had a big trade with them, sending Les Bronce there. So there's a lot of subplots, I guess, when these two teams play. And the one thing this team does is they drag you into the battle. They're going to come out hard. We know that. We know absolutely what they're going to do. There's no surprises here. They're going to come out banging and crashing. And I think it's great because it's going to force us to meet that and elevate and get into a battle. And I think that's what we need right now. I think we just need to throw all the X's and O's out, and we need to come. We need to outcompete this team.
No changes in the lines or the lineup here for tonight's game. Trying to keep everybody the same and just develop some consistency.
Well, trying to. I mean, we'd contemplated, and in fact, earlier this morning, we were going to take Tori Dello out. You know, hasn't played in so long. 3 games in 3 days. Legs were heavy last night. But when a guy comes off an injury and knocks on your door and says, I want in, rarely as a coach would I ever turn him down. And he told me his legs felt awful, but his head felt great. So that was all we needed to hear. And the fact that he wants to play through this tells me a ton about his character and why we're so high on this kid's future, because he makes a big difference when he's on the ice, you know, even when he is near exhausted. So he's going to battle through. I didn't want to disrupt some of the lines. This is Matthew Freitag's last game. Here he has to go back home to resume his schooling and into a few regional camps. Obviously don't want to take some of the young kids out in evaluation. And I think most importantly, I've really liked McMurphy, Curry, and DiBenedetto. I think Patrick Curry's been back to his old self. Joey DiBenedetto's played his 2 best games of the season, in my opinion. He was involved physically, got into a fight, so I want to keep rewarding him and moving on. And, you know, it's unfortunate for Nick Hutchison that he draws a short straw, but he'll be back in next weekend.
Jim Holton joining us here on the Coach's Corner before tonight's game against the Sioux City Musketeers. A little bit earlier of a start, but Coach, we'll talk to you after this one.
Thanks, Jared.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Quick, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson.
Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Where I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011.
Get more at alanjackson.com.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth. The Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Tyson Event Center. Jared Shaffron with you on the Viero Wireless pregame show. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King's a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. First, the lineups for the visiting Tri-City Storm. The Storm, game number 58, only 2 games left in the regular season after tonight. Come in with a record of 20-34-3 on the road. They're 9-19, and as I mentioned before, I've not yet defeated the Musketeers this season. The Storm will start their 4th line on the left wing, number 26, Patrick Curry, 5'10", 180 pounds out of Schaumburg, Illinois. 29 games this season for Curry, 3 goals and 7 assists. Ryan McMurphy gets the start in the center, 6 foot 175 pounds, out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. McMurphy, 53 games played, 11 goals and 6 assists, and he's committed to Bentley. On the right wing, it's number 22, Joey DiBenedetto, 5'10", 187 pounds, out of Anchorage, Alaska. DiBenedetto has played in 16 games for Tri City this season. On defense, number 6, Kevin Kerr on the left side, 5'11", 175 pounds, out of Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. 50 games played this season for Kerr, a goal and 8 assists for the Penn State commit. On the right side, number 5, Grant Hutton, 6'3", 195 pounds, Hutton out of Carmel, Indiana. Played in 17 games with Tri City this season after the trade deadline, coming over from the North American League. A goal and an assist for the defenseman. And the starting goaltender for Tri City, number 41, Hayden Levine. Levine, 6'3", 180 pounds, out of Brampton, Ontario. 24 games, a goals against average of 4.02 and a save percentage of 88.8%. He's committed to the University of Michigan. Storm scratches tonight. Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Frederick Larson, Cutler Martin, Drew Mayer, Kyle Eastman, Jacob Johansson, and Nick Hutchison. Coaching staff, Tri-City Storm, head coach Jim Holton, assistant coaches J.B. Bittner, and the athletic trainer is Matt Stern. Now time for the starting lineup for the Sioux City Musketeers. Musketeers are at home tonight, and they are third place in the USHL's Western Conference, 4 points behind second in Omaha, and they will start their top line tonight of Jake Montgomery on the left wing, wearing number 8. 6 foot 1, 187 pounds, out of Oakdale, Minnesota. He's committed to the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And this season, Montgomery has played in 51 games with 19 goals and 17 assists. At the center, number 10, Jared Thomas. 6 foot, 190 pounds, out of Hermantown, Minnesota. Thomas, the leading scorer on the Musketeers this season. 18 goals and 41 assists for 59 points in 55 games, with a plus 13 rating and 16 power play assists. On the right wing, number 9, Trevor Olson, 6'2", 189 pounds, out of Duluth, Minnesota. Olson, the captain of this team, missed some of the season with an injury, but in his 18 games, he has 8 goals and 11 assists for 19 points. On defense, the left side, number 16, Blake Heinrich. Heinrich, 5'10", 205 pounds, out of Cambridge, Minnesota. Heinrich wears number 16, as I said, and he's played in 39 games with 7 goals and 8 assists. He's committed to Washington. He's draft pick of the Washington Capitals, excuse me. And on the right defense, number 26, Garrett Cockrell. Cockrell, 5'11", 205, Brighton, Michigan native, committed to Northeastern University in 43 games this season, split between Des Moines and Sioux City. He scored 8 goals and 12 assists. In net for Sioux City, number 39, Colin Olson. Olson, 6'4", 98 pounds, out of Apple Valley, Minnesota. Olson, the draft pick of the Carolina Hurricanes. This season with Sioux City, 18 games, 11-2-1 record, with a goals against average of 2.22 and a save percentage of 92.7%. We'll take a quick break here in Sioux City. Pause for the national anthem and come back with the drop of the puck here on The Breeze 94.5.
Spring into action with Diamond Vogel during our spring decorating sale now through March 15th. Diamond Vogel is excited to help you save on the best paint this spring. And just for our fans, an exclusive $15 savings coupon on a $100 purchase. Like us on Facebook and receive these special offers, or just stop in to one of our locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook to take advantage of our low spring prices.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world: those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers for the final time here in the 2013-14 season. Jared Sheffrin with you at the Tyson Event Center as we're getting ready to go for the puck drop and tonight's Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Before we get started, let's get our New West three keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Tonight, three keys for Tri-City, all offensively related after a shutout last night. Storm need to get continuing, get shots, get the puck down low and deep, and watch out for transition opportunities for the Musketeers. They're very good, and they're very quick at transitioning the puck, working it up the ice, and the Storm have allowed a lot of goals that way to Sioux City over the course of the last few games against this team. We are ready to drop the puck here as the Musketeers have won the opening faceoff and they have control of the puck with Garrett Cockrell moving from left to right on your radio dial. Tri-City will move from right to left here for the opening first period presented by Nebraska Lottery. And a quick chance right off there for Sioux City. It was knocked away by Tri-City. Now Pat Curry has it for the Storm. Curry into neutral ice, into the zone. Curry on the near side, gets by Cockrell behind the net. Loose puck on the far side. Curry able to play it up top to Hutton. Hutton shot it wide of the net. It was deflected in front. And now on the near side, DiBenedetto comes and works. Throws it to the far side. Hutton over to get it there. Took a hit from Montgomery. Continues to hold up the play, though, on the far side. And then he got it back in deep. He'll go off on a change. Nice work by Hutton there. As Sioux City controls the puck in their own end. Heinrich on the far side. Got it out of the zone all the way back down to the Tri-City end. Icing will be whistled to Sioux City. Jalen Schultz able to win the race for Tri-City. Storm, third consecutive road game, wearing their white uniforms with purple lettering and numbering on the back and white helmets for Tri-City tonight. Sioux City in a bit of a different look. They have black uniforms with green trim, gold numbers, white letters on the back of their uniforms, green and gold socks for the Musketeers, and got that gold tint to that uniform with dark forest green helmets tonight. As the Storm win the faceoff, Torridello with a shot is saved by Colin Olsen, the netminder, and he hangs on to stop play. Dello was originally not in the lineup tonight, but told Jim Holton that he wanted to go and felt good. As Jim said in the coach's corner, when one of my players says that to me and they say they want to go, I usually don't hold them out. So faceoff is won by Sioux City, and it's kept in the zone by Fritz. Deflection in front, had a nice save by Olsen. Deflection there, Poganski was in the front, and now Lebowski chipped it to Wilkie. Wilkie, turnaround shot, save made by Olsen. Not Wilkie, excuse me, that's Berger there. Berger on the near side corner got another shot, and Olsen made the save. And now it's Lebowski down low. He got taken down by Lesperance in front of the official, no call coming. And now a turnover by Sioux City. Dello able to keep it in. But now Lesperance has it for the Musketeers. Third game for Lesperance against Tri-City. Couple good opportunities, though, for the Storm early in this game. They seem to be clicking. And Chase Berger had a few good chances for the Storm. Valisano got hit on the far side wall. Another hit there by Fritz. Nice hit by Fritz there to take the puck away. And now Jalen Schultz will fire it in right on Olsen, who makes the save with the glove and stops play. 2 minutes into the Nebraska Lottery first period, Tri-City with the momentum early on, getting a couple chances, some good looks at Colin Olsen. Colin Olsen, a big goaltender. Storm haven't seen him this year. 6'4", 198 pounds, a draft pick of the Carolina Hurricanes. Went into to Ohio State earlier this year, but then left and joined the Musketeers. Shot from Jalen Schultz got deflected wide by Wallen. Now on the far side, it's Milan on the far side half wall. Got it down low to Wallen. Wallen on the goal line. Centering pass, knocked away. Chance in front, went wide, and Hopinen takes it away for Sioux City. Hopinen backhands it into the Storm end. Could be icing here, and it is. Second icing of the night already on Sioux City. And Tri-City, another offensive zone faceoff. 2 minutes and 15 seconds into this game, Tri-City putting a lot of pressure on the Musketeers. Scoreless game here on the breeze. Now Wilkie, Valenzano, and Freitag will hit the ice for Tri-City. Faceoff is won forward by the Storm. Freitag trying to play it in the corner. Had possession for a second, but taken away by the Musketeers. Turned over back to Valenzano. On the near side for Kevin Kerr. Keeps it in at the left point. Down low, Freitag behind the net. Freitag on the far side corner. Took a hit. Valenzano comes into play it on the far side. Freitag now working in the corner. Got it down low. Valenzano behind the net. Valenzano now in the near side corner. Sent it back for Wilkie. Too far in front of him. Played on the far side by Johnson and out of the zone. Back to neutralize. Freitag hustles back to get it. And now Kevin Kerr on the near side. Got it to Valenzano, who chips in deep. Valenzano goes for a shift. Wilkie, the lone forechecker here for Tri-City. His Cockerell is able to leave it on the near side for Sam Saliba. Saliba moves to neutral ice, past the red line, into the Storm end. Saliba on the far side, a shot. Missed the net for Sioux City. Now Cockerell with a shot. Deflection, missed the net. On the far side, out of the zone, the puck goes. Musketeers fire it back in. Levine out of the net to hold it there for Tori Dello. Dello with it. Long cross-ice pass intercepted by the Musketeers. Saliba on the far side. And a shot was blocked in front. Now another chance taken by Curry. Curry had it pass bank over to Fritz, and Fritz got it back to Curry, who's got speed and neutral ice. Pat Curry passed the red line into the zone. Nice move. Couldn't keep the puck with him, though, trying to get around Cockerell. And the Musketeers clear their zone. Back to neutral ice. Rolling back to the Storm end for Jalen Schultz. Schultz gets away from one man on a forechecker, Jared Thomas. Nice pass forward for Ryan McMurphy. Here the Storm coming with 3-on-2. McMurphy in the zone. He takes a shot. It was blocked. Rebound, Pat Curry on a bouncing puck. He couldn't handle it. And now it's taken by Olsen on the near side. Trevor Olsen, nice pass to Montgomery into the zone onside. On the far side now, it's blocked away by Tri-City, and Berger got it to Lebowski. Lebowski now on the near side going the other way. Flips it in deep. Pogansky goes to get it on the far side corner. Pogansky in the center, knocked off the side of the net and out of the zone. Kevin Kerr picks it back up and neutralized for Tri-City. 4+ minutes into this game, scoreless, but some chances here for the Storm. They've looked good early. Kerr on the near side over to Lebowski. Lebowski centering pass to Berger. Berger on the far side over to Pogansky into the zone. Pogansky on the far side takes a shot. Missed the net. Rebound Lebowski now. Lebowski back to Pogansky in the near side corner. Pogansky up top for Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the left point. Get it back down low. Wrapped it around the wall from the far side, Pogansky. Pogansky leaves it for Lebowski in the far side corner. Lebowski hit by Mueller. Got the puck to Berger on the far side. Berger on the far side wall. Over to Lebowski now in the far side corner. Pogansky tried to center. It was blocked. Pogansky gets it back. But taken off the puck by Mueller. Nice hit by Berger on Mueller. As Sioux City has it, they turn it over behind that. Lebowski looking for it. Loose puck. Lebowski got hit in the face with a stick. And his cage is loose now. Here's a break for Sioux City. Nice job by Gomez on the back check. Didn't allow a shot for Avery Peterson. And now Gomez will take the puck forward for Wallen. Gomez got stopped by L'Esperance. Wallen on the near side wall. Got it back to Gomez. And now it's deflected in deep by Milan on a shot that was sent by Hutton. Down low on the near side, taken by Sioux City, and Carpenter with a centering pass over to L'Esperance on the far side, overskated a puck, and he turned it over here to Wallen. Wallen got it up the wall, but it was taken back by Sioux City into their own zone. Terrence Amorosa. Amorosa now on the near side for Rosberg, who plays it to neutralize. Hit by Valenzano. Big hit. Turn it over. Here's Wallen. Wallen on the near side. Wallen shoots. Save made by Olsen. Rebound loose. And it's cleared all the way down. It's going to be an icing on the Musketeers. Jake Wallen, good point-blank opportunity. Colin Olsen got it with the glove but couldn't get possession. And the Storm will get another offensive zone faceoff. 14 minutes and 13 seconds to go here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. And Tri-City playing with pace, showing some strengths, getting opportunities, winning battles. Really good start here for the Tri-City Storm on a Sunday afternoon in Sioux City. Faceoff won by the Musketeers in their own zone off the icing. Gardner comes in, tries to keep it on the near side half wall, and Amorosa plays it back into the corner. Big hit by Freitag, and on the far side, kept in by Hutton. Loose puck taken back out by Sioux City. Here comes L'Esperance. L'Esperance into the Storm end. Sends it on the far side for Schmidt. He shoots, save the rebound. is Gardner, who sends it to the far side. And nice job by Levine there to make that save, but a big rebound knocked away by Gardner. Now it's Grant Hutton, who plays it behind the Storm net. Gardner is behind the net, takes a hit. Continues possession, though. Gardner got her head in one man, got it forward to Wilkie. Wilkie almost ran into Valisano. Now he turns it over to Saliba. Saliba with a shot blocked in front, knocked away in the corner by a couple players in front. Now another shot, save made by Levine. Rebound bouncing around. It's behind the net, picked up by Gardner. Couple chances here for Sioux City now. On the near side, Musketeers. Opportunity up top, and it's deflected by Heinrich out of play. So we'll get a stoppage in the Storm. We'll get a faceoff outside of their end in neutral ice. 13-14 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period there. A couple chances for Sioux City results in a turnover. Wilkie had an opportunity to bring it out of the zone, almost ran in his own man, Valisano, and it caused a turnover. Led to a few chances for the Musketeers. Now Sioux City able to win the faceoff, and Cockerell able to shoot in. But it's taken back by Tri-City. Kerr got it to Curry. Nice pass on the far side to Benedetto. In onside to Benedetto on the right wing. Shot save made by Olsen. Rebound loose. Kerr with a shot blocked out of the zone. And the rebound going all back to the Tri-City end. Torre Dello first man there with a heavy forecheck. Nice pass forward to McMurphy, who's got it the other way. McMurphy into the zone with Curry. McMurphy on the right side. Took a hit. Got it to Curry on the far side corner. He gets hit by Pionk. Lost his stick. And now Sioux City has possession. Jake Montgomery on the far side. Montgomery flips in deep. And it's taken by Daniel Fritz behind the Tri-City net. Fritz reverses to the far side, McMurphy. McMurphy with a cross-ice pass to Kevin Kerr on the near side. He finds Lebowski in a neutral ice. Lebowski's got speed on the far side. He overskated the puck into the zone, and it's an offside on Tri-City. 12:24 to go. Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm and Musketeers are scoreless here on the Breeze. Shots on goal right now. They just say Tri-City has four. Sioux City with two. Face off one and neutralized by Sioux City in a takedown, and it's going to be a penalty for tripping on the Musketeers. Poganski got taken down, and Tri-City will head to the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Man in the box for the Musketeers is Avery Peterson on a tripping call. Took down Poganski. Poganski ends up winning the faceoff here. Gets it back to the point. Milan's on the right, Lebowski on the left. Now Lebowski to Milan on the far side, Lebowski on the near side. Down low to Wilkie in the left circle. Back to Lebowski. Lebowski on the far side, Milan. Had to reset here. Milan to the center. Deflection wide of the net. I think it hit off a Musketeer stick and deflected wide. Now Lebowski down low. Berger. Berger holding. Poganski shoots. Save made by Olsen. What a save by Colin Olsen with the right pad. Poganski with a nice look from Berger. Berger drew the defense over to him and dished it to Poganski at the last second, who fired a one-time shot. Olsen got it with the right pad, and not only got it with the right pad, but covered it up. Fantastic by Olsen to be able to control that rebound, which looked like it was going to pop right back out, but it did not. Good opportunity for the Storm here on the Century 21 power play. They win the faceoff again. Lebowski at the left point. Over to Milan on the right. Milan down low to Berger on the right circle. Back up top for Milan on the right point. Now Lebowski on the left point. Lebowski shoots. Deflection by Poganski just went wide. Here's Berger on the far side. Got it back to Poganski. Poganski trying to battle with Mueller, but Mueller wins the battle, and Lebowski can't keep it in at the left point. Goes all the way down to the Storm end. Minute and 10 to go in the Century 21 power play. Lebowski has it on the near side. Got it to Berger. Past the red line. Berger will flip in. Storm in the process of changing the lines as it wrapped around the far side. Loose puck picked up by Berger. Berger at the top. Waits. Leaves it for Lebowski. Now on the far side, Storm have Schultz on the far point. Lebowski on the near side now with the puck. On the near side, Berger circles. Shot from Berger. Save made by Olsen, and the rebound is covered up. Wallen was in front that time, and he got shoved out of the way after the initial shot by Tri-City. Good job by Berger and Wilkie on that power play. Couple more shots for Tri-City. Haven't broken through just yet. 11:09 remaining in the first. 49 seconds remaining in the penalty to Sioux City. Storm on the power play. Kevin Kerr on the left point off the faceoff win for Tri-City to Gomez. Now down low, Valisano. Up top, Kerr. On the far side, Schultz. Schultz on the right point. Backhand pass to Kerr on the left point. Kerr sends it down low to Gomez. To the center, Valisano shot it over the net. And the rebound is out of the zone. Good look in the right area for Valisano. But the shot went over the net, and the rebound caromed right out of the zone. Tri-City now moving forward as Gomez lost possession for a second. Kevin Kerr has it. 20 seconds to go in the Century 21 power play. Kerr on the near side. Gomez past the red line. Sent it in deep. Olsen got his stick on it. Far side. Kerr can't keep it in. And Tri-City back out to neutralize. One final rush here. Fritz into Valisano. Nice pass to Gomez, who goes into the near side corner. Gomez worked it up the wall. Here's Fritz with a shot. And it just missed the net. It deflected, I believe, off Olsen's glove. And it hit with a high stick, is what they're saying. So the deflection in front went off a high stick. I thought Olsen might have got a piece of it with the glove. Either way, a stoppage in play. And it is a high stick on Tri-City here. As the faceoff will go back down into the Storm end. Storm now with seven shots on net. Their power play had expired. Good puck movement. Couple good opportunities on net for the Storm. Scoreless game here in the Nebraska Lottery first period on the Breeze, 94.5. 10:16 to go in the first. Faceoff won by Sioux City on the faceoff in the Storm end. Shot was blocked by DeBenedetto. And a penalty is going to be whistled here. High sticking call. And it's going to be on Sioux City to Benedetto. There was a shot right off the faceoff on the point from Tyler Mueller. And Mueller, I believe, followed through and hit to Benedetto in the head with his stick. The Benedetto went down quickly. But he's back on his feet and he's off the ice under his own power. And it's a double minor. Double minor, the call on Tyler Mueller for a high sticking call. I believe he must have drawn some blood from Joey DeBenedetto. Usually with the double minor, it's if there's blood. And DeBenedetto, right back on his feet, gets onto the bench. Matt Stern, the trainer, got out to look at him, but DeBenedetto right back onto the bench. And he draws the double minor power play for Tri-City. They head back to the Century 21 power play for 4 minutes. Huge opportunity for Tri-City here with 10 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. They had to scrape up some of the blood off the ice here. And we get a face-off to the left of Colin Olsen in the Sioux City end. Storm have already had one power play. They're 0-for-1. Now a four-minute opportunity and a chance to draw the first blood in this game. It's scoreless halfway through the first period. Faceoffs won by Tri-City. Milan over to Lebowski on the left point. Lebowski now back to Milan at the center. He shoots. Save made by Olsen. Colin Olsen. Sioux City's really had strength in their net minding this year. When you consider Olsen's only had to play in 18 games, he's going to be fresh for a playoff run. You've also got Kyle Ayton, who's got an overall record of 24-13-2. Kyle Ayton's been very good in his own right. And Olsen made it look easy there on a nice save. 10:02 to go in the first. Faceoff won by Tri-City again on the four-minute power play. Now it's Milan on the far side, keeping it in. Got it down the wall to Berger, but now sent out of play by Sioux City. And the faceoff will stay in the Musketeer zone. 3:43 remaining on the Century 21 power play. 3 minutes and 43 seconds left on what ended up being a double minor for high sticking on defenseman Tyler Mueller of Sioux City. Faceoff is to the far side, left side of Colin Olsen. Storm change up their line right away. Second shift for the first power play unit, and now we got a new line out. Valisano got tossed to the faceoff. Gomez was unable to win the faceoff, but Kevin Kerr keeps the puck in on the near side wall. Valisano tried to lead it for Gomez. Down low behind the net, puck was deflected around the far side and sent out by Sioux City. So Tri-City needs to set up here in the offensive end. 30 seconds gone by and a four-minute double minor. Storm with the puck in the zone. Now Gomez with a shot and a save made by Olsen. He hangs on. Another offensive faceoff here for Tri-City. 9:28 to go in the first, presented by Nebraska Lottery here on the Breeze, 94.5. Scoreless game. Storm with 3 minutes and 19 seconds left on that double minor for high sticking on Tyler Mueller. Faceoff to the left of Olsen. Now it's Berger on the draw for Tri-City against Joe Snively. And it's scrummed into the near side corner. First man there, Cedric Lacroix. Berger gives him a hit. Lacroix tried to move it behind that, and he did to Neil Pionk, and Pionk will send it all the way down. On Levine, Levine sticked it into the far side corner. Lebowski wrapped it now to the near side, and Milan has some time. Milan and Lebowski back onto the ice now. Jim Holton gets the first line back on. Lebowski into the zone, too far ahead of Berger. And now Neil Pionk in the near side corner. Pionk wrapped it up the wall, taken by Lebowski on the left point. Got it to Boganski on the near side. Boganski swung it to Berger on the far side. Berger goes behind the net. Bouncing puck in front, and Olsen able to smother on top. Olsen gave Boganski a little slash there after covering up the puck. Knocked Boganski in the shin. And Jim Holton will change lines again. Continuing to shake things up. Now it's Valisano, McMurphy, and Freitag, along with Schultz and Kerr at the blue line. 2:38 to go in the penalty. As the face-off won by Tri-City, Valisano over to Kerr. Kerr on the left point, holding. Back to the top for Schultz. Schultz shoots! Misses. It may have got a piece of Olsen, but it missed the net. Now a rebound is taken by McMurphy. Settles it down. Up top for Schultz. Schultz on the near side, Kerr. Kerr fan on a pass. Loose puck. Switches sides with Schultz. Kerr's got it down low. Over to Freitag. Centering pass. Valisano tipped it over to Schultz. Now Kerr on the right point. Kerr back to Schultz on the left. Schultz down low to Valisano on the left circle. Valisano leaves it to McMurphy. Back to Valisano. A shot missed the net. Rebound on the far side. Kerr keeps it in on the right point. Kerr over to Schultz on the left. Under 2 minutes left in the power play. Schultz with a shot blocked in front. Rebound kept in by Kerr. Far side. Freitag. Up top Kerr. Kerr holding. Back to Freitag on the right circle. Freitag down low to Valisano. Valisano's holding it. Valisano got it back up to Kerr. Kerr had a pass deflected back to Valisano. Down low, a pass was blocked. Still a loose puck, and it's cleared out of the zone by Sioux City. 1:30 to go now in the Century 21 power play, which was a four-minute double minor to Sioux City's Tyler Mueller. Storm still with the puck now. Poganski on the near side. Hit off Berger's skate to Wilkie. Wilkie dumps in deep around the far side. The puck goes. Kept in by Milan on the right point. Berger holding it on the far side wall. Got it down low, Poganski. Poganski battling there. Puck worked out to the far side wall and cleared by Sioux City. 1:07 to go in the power play. Lebowski on the near side. Wilkie. Wilkie left it to Milan. Now back to Wilkie into the zone. Left it for Poganski. Poganski on the right wall. Shoots. Locked in front. I think it hit Berger's skate. And here comes a 2-on-2 for Sioux City. Shorthanded. Jared Thomas into the zone. Leaves it for his man there in front, Adam Johnson, who had a pass that was blocked. Now Lebowski over to Berger. Berger on the near side. Flips the puck in deep. Goes for a change. 40 seconds left in the double minor. And it's sent all the way down again by Sioux City. Levine leaves it for Valisano. 30 seconds to go on the double minor. Valisano sends it backwards over to Fritz, who's on now. And Fritz, past the red line. Nice pass to Valisano. He's into the zone. Centering pass. Knocked away. Valisano didn't want to shoot that there. He had a good lane. No traffic in front. Olsen's been very good. But it would have been a nice opportunity for Valisano. Instead, the puck gets cleared all the way down. And now there's final 10 seconds here on the four-minute double minor. Valisano gets past one man. Puck is stopped at the line. Valisano back to it. And it's Hutton on the far side. Took a hit. We're back at full strength. Here's a chance in front for the Musketeers and missed the net wide on a shot from Robert Carpenter. Now on the far side, an backhand opportunity. Levine made the save. That time it was Avery Peterson. Far side opening. Takes a hit. No call. Sioux City still with the puck behind the net. Opportunity here for Peterson to the center. Knocked away by Gomez. Gomez banks it off the wall. Takes a hit from Peterson. Back to neutral. Here's a turnover. Valisano trying to drag the puck in with him, but he lost it to Cockerell. And now on the far side, Hopinen. He's in onside. Hopinen on the far side leaves it for Peterson with a shot. Hits the outside of the net. Rebound thrown in front. Levine got knocked it away. And now it's down low. Peterson up top for Neil Pionk on the right point. Swings it over the far side for Mueller. Mueller with a shot blocked by Gomez out of the zone. Sioux City recovers here in neutral ice. Pionk over to Hopinen. He takes a hit from Schultz. Schultz almost got the puck, but he didn't. And now it's Mueller who plays behind the net. McMurphy with a good forechecking play there. And ends up being passed to neutral ice. Knocked away by Olsen over to Peterson. And now on the far side, Mueller stopped by Curry. Curry over to McMurphy. McMurphy on the near side to Benedetto. Got a piece of it. Couldn't get it in deep. And it's back to neutral ice again. Loose puck for Trevor Olsen. Hacked in by Curry. Nice job by Curry chopping it in deep. As Neil Pionk goes after it. Berger was on the forecheck there. Mueller on the near side now. Mueller up the wall. Hit Blaboski neutral ice. Kevin Kerr takes possession. He shovels it into the far side corner. Boganski going back to go get it. Fell down against Pionk. Blaboski on the backboards. Kicked it to Boganski. Ran into each other. Throw to Berger. Shot save made by Olsen with the right pad. Good look by Berger again in the slot. Now it's taken back out by Sioux City. Kevin Kerr threw it to the far side of Lebowski. Now into the Poganski. Poganski got knocked down. No call. And now it's out of the zone. Back to Dello. Got taken away. Here's a break the other way. Levine out of the net. Nice job by Hayden Levine to send it out of the zone and avoid any trouble there from Sioux City. 4 minutes left in the first. Turnover to Kevin Kerr. Kerr into the zone. Onside. Kerr to the center. He shoots. Misses the net. Save made maybe by the blocker there of Olsen. And Wallen down low. Could try to take Terrence Amoroso off the puck. He couldn't. Musketeers with a rush here the other way. Jake Montgomery able to shoot it in deep. 3:40 to go in this first period. And now we get some fisticuffs here. Pushing and shoving between Trevor Olsen and a Storm player near the Storm bench. And the officials trying to separate the two. And it's Cody Milan who's worked up. Milan and Olsen trying to separate the officials, not letting him go near the benches. I don't know why they wouldn't let him go, because the play was ongoing, and Milan had a glove off. Olsen and Milan headed over to the boxes. Fans applauding the two. Milan might be tossed out of here. Milan is back up and out of the box, and I think they may just be tossing him for the rest of the period. I don't know if they're giving him misconduct or not. Milan into the Storm locker room, much to the applause of the Musketeer fans. Olsen will also go into the Musketeer locker room. 3:39 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period, and we'll tune in to the public address announcer to see the calls here. As puck was in the Storm end, Tri-City was trying to move up the ice. There's 2 minutes on the board, whistled to 26 Pat Curry, who's serving a penalty. Gomez discussing with the official as well as Jared Thomas. Trevor Olsen, the captain of the Musketeers team, is the one who's out. Gomez reports back over to Hutton. We'll see what happens here. There's 2 minutes on the board. I don't know if Milan was given a two-minute penalty for some extra roughing after the play. I think Curry is serving a penalty for Milan right now. No, Curry. Well, I'm being told that Curry is the one who is in the box right now for Tri-City, and that's the difference. Curry may be a third man in here in the altercation between Milan and Olsen. So the Storm are going to be killing a penalty here. It's a GNC penalty kill for the first time tonight. And I'll get you the penalties here in a second. Olsen and Milan have been giving 10-minute misconducts for resisting linemen. That's a new one for me. Resisting linemen. So the Musketeers end up with a power play and a shot missed the net wide. Deflection in front. Levine was moving from post to post. Another shot. Levine makes a save and covers up. And so Pat Curry giving an extra 2 minutes after Milan and Olsen were both given the resisting lineman call. Curry given a roughing minor at 16:21. I didn't see anything from Curry. I saw Milan and Olsen that were engaged. Didn't see anything from Pat Curry. Not sure where that came from. And the Storm killing another penalty here for a minute 33 seconds. This is the first Musketeer power play of the night. Tri-City 0-for-3 on the power play here in this first period. They've had a lot of chances, but have not been able to beat Colin Olsen. Face-off won by Sioux City in the Storm end. Cockerell on the far side wall. Sent it down to Snively. Around the near side, Jared Thomas. Thomas up top for Heinrich on the right point. Heinrich now at the center with Thomas on the right. Down low is Snively. Snively looks, shoots. Save made by Levine. Rebound loose on the near side. Picked up by Sioux City. And now it's Heinrich at the center of the zone. Down low, chance in front, and Dello able to knock it up to Berger, who got it out of the zone. Nice job by Chase Berger, who's now on the forecheck, trying to take it away from Blake Heinrich. Berger retreats and goes for a change. 56 seconds left in the power play for Sioux City. Nice job by Gomez and Lebowski getting in there, clogging up the neutral zone, and getting the puck back in deep. Now Garrett Cockerell on the far side, worked it forward, stopped by Poganski. Nice job by Austin Poganski on the far side wall here on the penalty kill. And Sioux City with it again. Moving forward, Heinrich left it for Thomas. Jared Thomas, leading scorer of the Musketeers, sends into the storm and wrapped around the near side wall. 27 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Musketeers with it behind the net. Thomas up the near side wall. Snively. Now to Cockrell on the right point. He's drifting to the center. Cockrell shooting. Save made by Levine. On the far side, Mueller keeping it in. Behind the net, Jared Thomas. On the near side, Snively. 10 seconds left in the power play. Down low to Thomas in the near side corner. Thomas holding. Cross-ice pass. Neil Pionk holds to Mueller with a shot that missed the net high. Rebound is taken by Schultz. And the Stormer back at full strength with Curry. Back into the play, but Sioux City with it. Centering pass, shot from Pionk, save Levine. Rebound loose in front, knocked away. Far side now, still for Sioux City and Adam Johnson. Johnson sent it in deep. Now on the far side wall, it's taken away by Tri-City. It's Pat Curry, banks it off the wall and out. Nice job by Curry there. And Sioux City has control. Mueller on the near side for Johnson. He's in offside. A little too eager there by Adam Johnson, the Minnesota Duluth commit. He's whistled for an offside. Minute and 14 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm leading in shots on net now. 10 to 7. They just added three shots for Sioux City off that power play. Face off won by Sioux City. They have the puck in their own zone. Omarosa got it back down low. Up the wall. He fanned on a pass. Got it to the far side now, where it's Jared Rosberg who's into the zone. Knocked away by Curry. Pat Curry got it out. And all the way down, icing is going to be waved off. Official pointing at Omarosa saying he wasn't skating in full stride, and he waves off the icing. Storm get a turnover, neutral ice, and Grant Hutton had the puck. Then he lost it to Saliba. Saliba the other way. Here he comes on the right side. Centering pass. Levine got a piece. And it's knocked away over to Valisano on the far side. Tried to outlet for Wilkie, but turned over to Sioux City. Final 25 seconds in the period. Far side. Saliba left it there. And a shot on Levine. Save made. Rebound loose. Played on the near side. Cockrell at the right point. Got around Freitag. Cockrell shoots. Save made by Levine. Rebound to Montgomery on the near side. Cockrell shot. Deflection in front. Never got all the way through. And a player taken down in front for Sioux City. Storm send it all the way down. It's an icing that's waved off. And that's it for the first period. Wilkie and Heinrich get tangled up at the end of the period. Pushing and shoving between Wilkie and Heinrich as the period ends. Tri-City's got some jump in them tonight. The Storm had a couple great chances in the first. And there's some physicality going as well. These two teams battling. No score in the first period through 20 minutes. We're scoreless. Tri-City and Sioux City here at the Tyson Event Center. We'll take a break and come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report next on The Breeze 94.5.
Looking for a great deal on high-quality tires with a fantastic road hazard warranty and free lifetime rotations and flats? Then get to Big O Tires. Through March 23rd, when you buy four new Big O brand tires, we'll give you $100 guaranteed. Trade in for your old tires regardless of their age or condition. That's $100 towards four high-quality Big O brand tires. It's just another way we want to earn your business at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweisers, had yourself the night of your life, yeah?
I heard that.
Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys, and while you're out there, carpe night them too. Great times await. Grab some buds!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers scoreless after one period. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. We're inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Two teams scoreless after the first. The Storm had a lot of chances in that first period. Looking good. Outshoot the Musketeers 10-8, but high-quality chances for Tri-City, and Colin Olson had a very good period in the net for the Musketeers. Olson really looking good. He just covers the net so well with his 6'4" frame, and this is the first time the Storm have seen him. It's the first time I've seen him play, and he's looked really good here tonight in Sioux City. He's been splitting time with Kyle Hayton since the two players, since Olson left Ohio State. Kyle Hayton was sticking around. Connor Girard was shipped out of Sioux City, and Olson's been very good here. His numbers are very good on the season, but only in 18 games, tough to know what you're going to see. And the Storm came out, and they saw a goalie who really covers the net well. Tri-City, a lot of different opportunities, though, and Chase Berger led the team with three shots on net in that first period. For the Musketeers, the only player in double-digit multiple shots, I should say, is Neil Pionk with two shots. And the Storm did have the better of the chances in that first period. We're scoreless here after one. And Storm had three power play opportunities. A double minor was called earlier in the period to Tyler Mueller. High-sticking double minor call. And the Storm had 4 minutes of power play and were unable to score. Tri-City has not had a power play goal in any of their games this weekend. Storm are 0-for on the power play in these three games thus far. And a four-minute penalty to Tyler Mueller for high-sticking. The double minor is called. And later in the period, Pat Curry got whistled for roughing. Cody Milan and Trevor Olson receiving an abuse of officials' misconduct. And they said it was the not cooperating with the linesman was what the misconducts were for to Milan and Olson. So each of those players, given the misconduct, they will come back into the game, but serving the 10 minutes, and they were both escorted out of the playing area into their dressing rooms. At the end of the period, Wilkie and Blake Heinrich got into it, and they both received roughing minors for some pushing and shoving that was going on in the far side corner of the end of the rink. And good physical battles, though. I think the Storm have come out. You've seen some jump in the guys. Players are getting into it, pushing and shoving. And it's been a high-energy first 20 minutes for Tri-City. They did lead the shot total, as I said, 10-8. Hayden Levine looked good. He looked on his mark, made all eight saves that came his way. And head coach Jim Holton, head coach Jay Varity of the Musketeers, lots to say in their respective dressing rooms. I think Jim Holton, the key message is going to be keep going, because the Storm, third game in 3 days, might get a little tired here as the game wears on. But for Jim Holton, try to keep the energy high and keep making every shift count here on the bench for Tri-City as they're scoreless with the Sioux City Musketeers. That's our Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easy in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment.
for the parts you need to keep your running. Visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break and come back with the out-of-town scores from around the USHL, presented by Midway Auto. Next on The Breeze, 9.5.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm scoreless with the Sioux City Musketeers after the first period here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And back inside our Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, get set to check the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scores. And I'm joined by Kyle Eastman here, who's joining me again in the press box here tonight. And before we get to the out-of-town scores, Kyle, you're shaking your head, or you're nodding your head when I was talking about that first period. What did you think about your team in the first 20 minutes?
Definitely we came out hard. And the first 5 minutes was big. We established our play, and we got into the floor check pretty well. And definitely through the period, we got in the guys' faces and crossed a couple scrums. So that actually really helps out during game. And getting in their head is a big key. But definitely the physical play has been up. And big goaltending by Levine. And we're just hoping to see that in the second period here.
What kind of, you know, we saw a lot of time on the power play in the first period. What kind of encouragement do the power play guys get on the bench from Jim Holton, J.B. Bittner, and what are they doing in a long power play like that to review and try to get some opportunities?
Definitely the puck movement's big, like moving the puck around in the box, and then definitely the high-quality chances in front, like with either Pogo or whoever else is standing in front of the net. We got to have definitely big shots on net and have him stand in front of the net.
Time to look at the out-of-town scoreboard. And a lot going on here in the USHL with the standings here in the last couple games. Everything matters in the Eastern Conference. Four teams looking for just one final spot. Indiana, Cedar Rapids, Dubuque, they've all clinched. But Muskegon, Green Bay, Team USA, and Chicago all trying to get in. Earlier today, Team USA in a shootout defeats the Muskegon Lumberjacks 4-3. Muskegon gets 1 point in the shootout loss. Team USA gets two. And so Muskegon in the lead now with 63 points for that final spot with just two games left. Team USA 61 points with two games left. And Kyle, when you look at that Muskegon team, you saw them a couple weeks ago. What did you see from them when the Storm went up against Muskegon a couple weeks ago?
I was out with injury during that game. And when I watched, their forwards were very, very good. They had Einarelli, he was very, very offensive, and he could score definitely some big goals. But then with the rest of their forwards, they had a lot of power up front, and then they're not too big, they're not too fast, but they like to get into the game and like to hit, get in the corners, and definitely pucks on net was big with them. They put up a lot of shots against us.
The Lumberjacks in both games this weekend came back from the dead. Last night, down 4-2 in Lincoln, Jack Rowe scored not once, but twice. Two goals in the final 2 minutes for Jack Rowe to tie up Lincoln, send it to overtime. Muskegon ends up winning that game. Now today, Jack Rowe scores with just 13 seconds left to bring it to overtime again. Yesterday, he scored with 8 seconds left. Today, with 13 seconds left. How big is that from Jack Rowe? And Kyle, just talking about, you know, when you're down at the end of the game, how tough it is to tie it up. You know, you got an extra attacker on the ice, but, you know, the other team's bearing down, and it's obviously a serious situation. But to do it twice in a row for Muskegon, crazy in the last 2 days.
It's pretty insane. But with having that one guy out there that you know that can bury a puck at the end of the game when they need one, like, that's huge. Like, just for a team coming out there and getting those opportunities they have, like, have to win the game. But putting that kid out there and knowing that he can finish for you guys at the end of the game is very huge for a team.
Other game here in the USHL, a huge one, a game with playoff positioning. And when it comes to Anderson Cup, there's only really two competitors right now. It's Waterloo and Indiana. Omaha third in the league. Waterloo number one right now with 89 points after picking up a 4-3 win over the Green Bay Gamblers, who were tied for the last position in the Eastern Conference. So Green Bay falls. Waterloo now with a 2-point lead on Indiana for the Anderson Cup, but Indiana with a game in hand. Four goals from Waterloo tonight, two of them from Tyler Sheehy, one for Patrick Russell, one for Blake Winnecke. Number one team in the league, Kyle, what have you seen when you've seen Waterloo?
Definitely, they play on a different sheet than us. They play in an Olympic rink, which playing them at home is just awful. Playing them, they know how to play on their own ice surface, and they're very, very good at it. Like, they have very, very fast forwards, and plus their D, their two big D, and the backhand just funnel goals into the net. And they have a very talented team, but definitely they're very tough against, and it's going to be pretty tough for the Indiana to catch them here.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers scoreless after 20 minutes. Kyle Eastman, thanks for joining us here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Go Storm.
We'll take a quick break and come back with the beginning of the second period next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey. For all your paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything. See store for restrictions.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Vero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Second period here at the Tyson Event Center. Jared Schaffrin with you on the breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ, Tri-City Storm. Our scoreless with Sioux City will switch sides. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial for the second period, Musketeers. From right to left. Scoreless game. Storm outshot Musketeers 10-8 in the first. And as the puck is dropped, have a couple players fighting for it off the faceoff. But Grant Hutton able to get it for Tri-City and send it in deep to the Musketeer end. On the far side, it's taken by Sioux City. And they're announcing the penalties now to both Wilkie and Montgomery for some fisticuffs. At the end, Wilkie and Heinrich, is there icing on Musketeers here. So the faceoff back to the Storm end. No shortage of manpower on the ice, still 5-on-5. If you remember, Storm fans, Chris Wilkie got into a fight here at the Tyson Event Center the last time the Storm were here, and I think that's Wilkie's only fight of the season, but again, something about these Musketeers doesn't sit well with Tri-City. Definitely some physicality to these games. Quick shot there from Polganski. Save made by Olsen. Polganski gets his own rebound. Up top for Fritz with a shot. Save made by Olsen. Rebound loose. Lebowski with a shot blocked in front. Nice look from Lebowski there on that rebound. But got over there a little bit too slowly as a quick shot from Lacroix. He entered the zone. Was knocked away by Dello. And now the rebound out to the Sioux City. And Lebowski wins the race to it. Left it for Berger. Berger left it for Lebowski in the far side corner. Back to Berger behind the net. Taken away by the Musketeers. And Lacroix has it on the near side. Mueller back to Lacroix. Mueller goes up against Gomez. Quick shot, missed the net. And a rebound picked up by Schultz. Schultz almost lost it there on the far side. And Wallen able to take it away for Tri-City, but he sent it too far in front of Gomez. Puck rolling down for an icing on Tri-City. 18:40 to go here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City and Sioux City scoreless at the Tyson Event Center. Joel Esperance against Chase Berger on this faceoff. It's Esperance's third game against Tri-City since the trade. And the final meeting of these two teams, Storm win the faceoff. Gardner got it out of the zone. Rusberg throws it back in for Sioux City. Hayden Levine wrapped it around the far side right to Esperance, who was waiting for it. Kept it in deep. Sioux City with a chance in front. Deflection wide of the net by Avery Peterson. Peterson was camped out at the top of the blue paint, and he got it over the net. Now Gomez lofted it for neutral ice, but the Musketeers take it away. They bring it back in onside. Peterson in the center. Shot save made by Levine. Rebound loose, taken by McMurphy. McMurphy's got it on the far side. Gomez. Gomez into the zone. Puck not sliding that well on this ice. Looks like didn't get to dry fully here before they restarted play because the puck's not moving that well. Lesperance brings it back. Move, but shouldered by Gardner, and now the puck rolls in on Levine. Nice play by Gardner on Lesperance there. Shouldered him away and didn't allow an opportunity for the big man, Joel Lesperance, as Levine ended up gloving that puck, stopping play. 2 minutes and 11 seconds into this second period. Scoreless game. Tyson Event Center here on the Breeze. Face off in the Storm end of the right of Levine is won by Tri-City. Over to Kevin Kerr on the far side, up the wall. And Frank Tech got it to the center. Wilkie can't get it out. Now it's batted out by Sioux City. And they rope it back in to the near side. First player there, Sam Saliba, takes a nice hit from Grant Hutton. Shoulders him into the wall. On the far side, Montgomery up top on the right point to Cockerell, who flipped it back in deep. Alisano there behind the net, picked up by Jared Thomas. Thomas on the near side, takes a hit from Hutton. Alisano picks it up. Alisano on the far side. Tried to move it to Freitag. Kept it in the zone by Sioux City. Chance in front. Knocked away by Kerr. Another chance in front. Levine had to make a save. And now Alisano brings it ahead and out of the zone over to Freitag. Freitag into the zone. He shoots. It's deflected into the netting and out of play. 17:03 to go in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza here on the Breeze 94.5. Jared Schaffer with you in a scoreless game between Tri-City and Sioux City.
Face-off is now in the Sioux City end after the deflection out of play to the right of Olsen, the netminder for Sioux City. McMurphy on the draw against Snively. And it's one back by Sioux City, but they can't get it out of the zone. Fritz able to keep it in at the left point. De Benedetto took a hit down low. McMurphy picks up the loose puck. McMurphy had it behind the net, moved out to the near side, where Adam Johnson worked it down to the far side, rolling up the wall. De Benedetto keeps it in. And it's moved at the line out of the zone. Pat Curry flips it back to Dello. Dello got it forward to Fritz. Fritz forward to Benedetto, and De Benedetto puts it in deep. Joey De Benedetto's had a big week for Tri-City. Jim Holton's really liked his compete and his effort, and he's keeping him in the lineup here. Worked out of the zone by Sioux City, and Jalen Schultz has it for Tri-City in neutral ice. Up to Berger, who shot it in deep around the far side, Lebowski. Worked on the far side wall. Bouncing puck taken out by the Musketeers. 2-on-2. On the far side, sent into the zone ahead of the line rush. Taken back by Gardner. Puck hit the official on the near side wall. The Pogansky worked it to Berger. Berger on the near side now. Into the zone. Berger flipped it in deep. Stormore offside. Have to tag up now. And they do tag up. Sioux City with possession. On the far side, Neil Pionk. Pionk into the zone. Shoots. Missed the net wide, and Sioux City whistled for offside on Pionk. 15:46 to go in the second. Presented by Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City and Sioux City are scoreless at the Tyson Event Center in their final meeting of the season. Storm looking to get their first win over this Sioux City team. McMurphy comes in to take the draw against Saliba in neutral ice. There's one to Jake Wallen on the far side. He gets shoved down. Nice hit there from Sioux City, and the hit came from Kyle Schmidt. Now out of the zone, worked back to the Sioux City end. Icing waved off as it's played in deep. On the far side, Saliba worked it forward. Kerr kept it in on the left point. Now down low, Gomez. Nice play on the far side wall. Got possession, centering pass. Got deflected to McMurphy. McMurphy couldn't get a shot off, and now Lacroix to neutral ice. Sent it back to the Storm end. Grant Hutton over there to get it on the far side. And played by Sioux City back out to neutral ice. Sent in deep by the Musketeers. Kevin Kerr back to get it for Tri-City. 5 minutes into the second period. Still no score in this game. Kerr got it to Gomez on the far side wall. He was stopped in neutral ice. Got it forward and flipped it into the zone. Nice job by Gomez. Storm go off on a change here as Sioux City picks up the puck in their own zone. Musketeers with it. It's Garrett Cockerell. Cockerell. Nice job through the zone. Cockerell with a shot. Save Levine. Levine with the right pad save. Rebounds loose, taken by Tri-City. Here's Daniel Fritz ahead of the play. Fritz to the far side, Freitag. Freitag into the zone. Freitag stops in the corner. Centering pass, Wilkie with a shot deflected just wide. Good look from Freitag to set up Wilkie, who was poised in the top of the right circle. Storm had the puck to neutralize for Valisano. Skipped under his stick, and Cockerell shot it back in for Sioux City. Now Torrey Dello on the near side for Wilkie. Wilkie. Lost possession, neutral ice, got it forward. Nice pass over to Valisano. Centering pass deflected to the far side. Fritz calmed it down, sent it in deep now. Valisano left it to Wilkie. Wilkie up the near side wall, Gardner. Gardner back down low to Wilkie, had deflected over to Mueller. Mueller on the far side, worked up the wall, kept in by Fritz. It was blocked, and now out of the zone. Here comes Sioux City with a 2-on-1. It's Thomas. Thomas on the right side, holding, shooting, save made by Levine. Rebounds, Levine's got it. Two big saves by Hayden Levine. Got the first one with the glove and the second one into the body, and then he trickled down into his glove. Big saves by Hayden Levine on a 2-on-1. Jared Thomas took the initial shot, leading scorer for the Musketeers, and Levine using the big body to stop that. Scoreless here with 13:51 to go
in the second period at the Tyson Event Center here on the Breeze. Faceoff coming to the left of Aiden Levine in the Storm end. L'Esperance tossed out of the faceoff. Robert Carpenter will take it, and he wins it for Musketeers. And Pionk with a shot missed the net wide. Rebound came out in front, but it was knocked away. And now Donovan Gardner has it for Tri-City. Gardner got it up the wall, and it's all the way down for an icing. Gardner trying to find Poganski on a bounce off the wall, but Pogo turned around a little bit too late. And it's going to be an icing on Tri-City. Faceoff back down in the Storm end with 13:39 to go in the period. L'Esperance taking a face-off now against Berger to the right of Levine. Face-off scrum for a shot from Peterson was deflected up and out of play. And they'll redo the face-off here in the Storm end to the right of Levine. Papa John's second period here. Two teams scoreless thus far. Berger and L'Esperance again on the draw. And Berger now tossed out of the circle for Poganski. Poganski, nice job winning the faceoff, and Gardner tried to bank it out. Puck rolled under the stick of a Sioux City player there. Peterson in front now. It's Lebowski. Centering pass. Shot. Missed the net. Berger. Rebound down low. Storm couldn't get it. Berger with a point-blank opportunity and shot it off the side of the net. Good look from Lebowski over to Berger. Now here comes the Storm again. It's Poganski. Two on two. Poganski. Nice move, but he got knocked off the puck there. Good job by Poganski into the corner, shoving with Mueller. Now it's Berger. Got it into the far side corner. Sioux City takes it, and it's worked into the Storm end. Donovan Gardner settles it down on the near side, and Gardner got it to DiBenedetto. DiBenedetto into the zone. Flipped it over to McMurphy. Centering pass. Shot. Score! Pat Curry with the goal, and Tri-City takes a 1-0 lead. DiBenedetto is going to get his first Tri-City Storm point. On the second assist, working it to McMurphy. McMurphy went 2-on-1. He swung it over to Curry, and Curry beats Olsen on the 2-on-1. Pat Curry's fourth of the season. Tri-City with a 1-0 lead. 12:50 to go in the second period. And the fourth line comes through for Jim Holton here again. Started them tonight, expected a big contribution. And Pat Curry comes up big with the goal. Ryan McMurphy put it right on his stick, a huge reason why Curry was able to put it where he did on net. And Pat Curry ends up with his fourth of the season. McMurphy has the first assist, his seventh. And Joey DiBenedetto, in his 17th game, will pick up his first Tri-City Storm point. Musketeers with the possession now as we resume play into the Storm end, looking to respond. Adam Johnson now on the far side. Johnson to the center for Snively. He shoots, deflection wide of the net. Rebound to Grant Hutton. Up the far side wall. Curry couldn't sweep it out. Shot into the near side corner. Picked up by Kevin Kerr. Kerr, round the back of the net. Took a hit, got it to Grant Hutton. Hutton's got some time and space. Moves it up the wall. Out to neutral ice. Turned it over to Rosberg. McMurphy stopped Rosberg at the line. Hutton trying to get it out. And it's moved on the near side. Snively now to the center. Snively on the near side. Johnson, he moves, shoots, and scores. And the Musketeers have tied the game. Adam Johnson has tied it. Made a move to get to the center. Levine was hugging the hit Levine's right post. He was hugging it. And Johnson backhanded it into the far side of the net to the left of Levine after he was all on one side of the net. Johnson exposed. Levine had the opening, and he goes one-on-one and beats him. Tri-City was having trouble again. The play comes off, a Storm play where they could not clear their own zone. They tried to clear it out. They got it just over the line. It was brought back in by Sioux City. Musketeers win a battle on the board. And as they show the replay here in the arena, Johnson will get credit for the goal. Adam Johnson ties this game at one. It's his 13th goal of the season. And we're tied for so long. Storm broke that tie by scoring from Pat Curry. And just as quickly as the Storm broke the tie, Musketeers get right back in it. And we're tied at one. Storm back in their own zone again on the far side. And it's Dello who got it forward on the line. Kept in again. Storm got it right to that line but couldn't get it out. Now another chance here for Wallen. Trying to get it out of the zone. On the far side wall, kept back in deep by Sioux City. On the near side, Torrey Dello now. Dello working against Thomas. Thomas got hit by Milan. It's moved to the far side wall, and he's got it up the wall. Gets mauled by Cockrell. Gets back up on his feet, Wallen. Tried to clear another block. Again to Fritz. Fritz cross-ice pass to Milan, who's out of the zone. Here's Milan. He's got a step here. He stops as he enters the Sioux City zone. Leaves it for Gomez. Gomez on the far side. Gomez behind the net. Looking in front. Leaves the puck over to Wallen. Wallen on the far side now to Schultz. Now Gardner on the right point. Schultz to the center. On the far side, Gomez tried a shot. It was deflected to the near side. Gardner sent it back in deep behind the net. Gomez, Storm making a change here, getting some reinforcements. Freitag comes right off the bench and throws a hit. And now it's Schultz who has to go get it back in the Storm end. Musketeers clear. Gardner back in. Wilkie deflected it in. Had Valisano there for a rush. But Wilkie just deflected it in. Musketeers go the other way. Saliba into the zone. Saliba, nice pass to the far side. Lacroix. Lacroix takes a hit from Schultz. Schultz didn't know where the puck was. Here's a chance in front for the Musketeers. They shoot and miss the net wide. Chance there for Kyle Schmidt. And he missed the net. Big physical play here by Schultz on the near side. Trying to take the puck back. And they got it to Valisano, who put it to the far side, though. Too far away from Gardner. Lacroix able to take it on the far side. Got it back in deep again. Here's Jalen Schultz. Schultz against Saliba on the far side corner. Physical play here in this second period in a 1-1 game halfway through this game. Nice play by Freitag to get it out to Wilkie. Here comes Wilkie on a race for the puck. Wilkie still going against two Musketeer players. He's got it behind the net. Good play by Wilkie here. Hard-working battle behind the net. Wilkie, two players on him. Trying to get it to Valisano. Wilkie in the corner. Got worked deep. And it's taken away by Mueller and Pionk up the wall and out to neutral ice. Picked up by Grant Hutton. Got it right back to Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie got it on the far side to Kevin Kerr back out of neutral ice. Kerr, nice pass to Lebowski in onside. He winds and fires and missed the net pretty far wide in the near side corner. Mueller on the backboards takes a hit from Wilkie. And Snively has it for Sioux City. Snively taken away by Lebowski. Chance in front. It's shot. Deflected wide. Dan Lebowski, a little sneaky play here on the forecheck, and he does it again. Gets the turnover. Now Poganski to the center for Lebowski. Shot, missed the net, rebound over for Berger. Couldn't get possession. And now it's Sioux City up the far side. Into the zone, Hopinen. Hopinen gets by Kerr. Hopinen into the net. Try to stuff it, and Levine makes the save with the left pad. Nice job by Hayden Levine. Rebound over to Lebowski. Now Poganski. Nice pass leading Berger. Berger ahead of the rush. One on one. Berger gets around Amoroso. Amoroso got it behind the net. Poganski in there for Tri-City. Couldn't get possession. Round the far side wall. It goes over to Carpenter. Got it stolen away by Lebowski at the top of the zone. Berger, nice pass over to Poganski on the far side. Couldn't handle it. Got a Musketeer player on him. Pat Curry comes in off the bench trying to keep it in. And it's aired out by Sioux City back to the Storm end, where Daniel Fritz will calm it down with 8 minutes to go in the second period. Fritz, nice pass on the near side to Benedetto. Got a piece of it to deflect it in the zone. Goes wide of the net. Now Colin Olsen will cover up and stop play with 7:57 to go in the second. Lot of action here in this second period. The two goals were scored about a minute in between each other. Pat Curry from Ryan McMurphy. They've given the second assist here to Grant Hutton. Joey DiBenedetto just getting robbed of a point. Oh, now they've changed it to Joey DiBenedetto. So it's Curry from McMurphy and DiBenedetto at 7:10. And then Adam Johnson from Joe Snively at 8:09. So those are the two goals in this game. 7:57 left in the second period, which is presented by Papa John's. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. No penalties here in the second just yet, as it's been a very physical but clean second period. Both teams have a goal. Pat Curry, his fourth of the season in his 30th game for Tri-City. Curry played half the season here with Tri-City after being acquired from the Springfield Junior Blues of the North American League. And the goal for Adam Johnson, Minnesota Duluth commit, for Sioux City. Faceoff to resume play is won by the Musketeers, and they have possession into the zone onside. It was deflected in the zone. It looked like it might have been that the players went in before the puck, but officials rule it onside, and now L'Esperance on the near side wall. Got it up top. Opportunity and a shot save made by Levine. Rebounded into the near side corner. L'Esperance worked it to Avery Peterson. Peterson centered it. Opportunity for Carpenter, shot it and deflected wide. to Benedetto on the far side. Played it back down for Dello. Dello has some space. Got it off the glass. Can't get it out. Loose puck. Benedetto was on top of his man, but couldn't get it out. Now another chance here. And DiBenedetto's got it. Dello may have gotten away with a slash there. And now DiBenedetto, Curry is down and neutralized. Curry is on his knees right by the Storm bench. Tri-City, as the play continues, get Curry off the ice. The puck deflects off the glass and into the scorer's box. Here, kind of an awkward deflection. It hit the glass in play and then kept going upwards and went out of play into the scorer's box. So a couple pushing and shoving plays. Definitely the physicality there in this game. We saw Dello potentially get away with a call in his own zone. And then Pat Curry gets knocked down a neutral ice. And he is hurting on the bench right now for Tri-City. 7 minutes to go in the second. We're tied 1-1. Storm and Musketeers here on a late afternoon start in Sioux City. Faceoff in the Storm end is won by Musketeers. They throw it to the net, knocked down by McMurphy, and here comes the Storm the other way. It's McMillan. Milan got into the zone but didn't have the puck. Now Milan takes it back, and he's into the zone again. Milan shoots. Save made by Olsen. Good look by Milan there. And now another shot from Tri-City from the point gets deflected wide. Shot came from Jalen Schultz. Milan on the near side wall. Milan had a misconduct earlier in the game for abuse of officials, and now he's back in. Lacroix had a shot that was knocked away by Gardner on the far side. Wallen got it forward out of the zone. Milan ran into his man Mueller, and now Gardner shot it into the zone to the Musketeer end. Gomez has it. Cross-ice pass on the far side. Berger bouncing over to Lebowski. Back to Berger. Berger on the circles. Deflection in front. Never got a shot on net there as Gomez was in front with Lebowski. Big hit by Berger on the near side. And now on the near side corner, a battle for it deep in the Musketeer end. Lebowski and Berger are there for Tri-City. Three Musketeers for Sioux City. And now Grant Hutton has it. Shot. Save made. Nice look from Hutton there at the right point. Save made by Colin Olsen. 5:53 to go in this second period. The Storm are battling today in Sioux City. Very physical game. A lot of hitting from the two sides. Shots on goal now in favor of the Musketeers, 17-15. Tri-City's only been credited with 5 shots on goal this period, but they've been working hard. 5:53 to go here in the second, presented by Papa John's. Chase Berger against Trevor Olsen on the faceoff. And linesman very upset with the Musketeer players in front of their net here, trying to direct where they should be on this faceoff. Storm with the faceoff. Quick shot from Poganski, deflected wide of the net. Rebound Lebowski down low. Banked it, trying to get it to Berger. Now up top, Kevin Kerr with a shot. Save made by Olsen. Rebound on the far side, Amorosa. Amorosa behind the net on the near side of Montgomery. Montgomery out of the zone. Pass on the far side to Thomas. Thomas into the zone onside. Thomas on the backhand to the center. Save made by Levine. Rebound left loose. Montgomery's got it with another chance down low. Levine made the stop. Now another chance for Thomas. Behind the net, Olsen. Back to Thomas. Nice deflection there by Kevin Kerr. Back to Trevor Olsen. Takes a hit from Berger in the near side corner. Musketeers working deep in the Storm end. Olsen has a step on Berger behind the net. Sent it out in front, taken away by Poganski. Now a race, Lebowski and Poganski. Lebowski trying to get around a man into the zone. Lebowski does, but couldn't get a shot on net. Nice job there by Sioux City. Poganski going at it there behind the play with defenseman Jared Rosberg of Sioux City. Good collision there as Poganski gets back to the bench. Under 5 minutes to go in the second, tied 1-1 here at the Tyson Event Center. Dello back in his own zone. Send it on the far side, Daniel Fritz. Fritz up the far side wall. Freitag didn't see the puck roll right after him, but airs Valisano. Got it in front, Wilkie. He holds, shoots, and scores! Chris Wilkie buries one in the top right corner, and Tri-City takes a 2-1 lead with 4:35 to go in the second period. What a move from Wilkie to bury it over Olsen's glove. Nice job by Tri-City. Good work, Valisano. Worked the puck through two players. Wilkie was left wide open in front of the net, and the forward buries the shot for his 17th goal of the season, giving Tri-City a 2-1 lead with 4:35 left in the second period. Very nice work from Tri-City, and I believe Daniel Fritz may get credited with an assist on that one as well. Now here comes the Musketeers the other way. Quick chance in front. They shot. Missed. Maybe it was blocked by Gardner there. I don't know if Levine got a piece on the glove. Big opportunity from Sioux City again, just after Tri-City scores, trying to come right back. And this time the Storm able to knock that away. Gardner and Levine in front did a good job there. Curry with a turnaround shot now for Tri-City. Puck loose in front. Shot missed the net to Benedetto. Almost had it on the backboards. McMurphy broke his stick. And he lost the puck, but now Milan came in. Couldn't hold it in the zone. Milan on the near side over to Gardner. Gardner passed the red line. Flipped it in deep. Down low. Pionk. Pionk behind the net. Curry gives him a hit on the backboards. Now it's Peterson for Sioux City. Flipped it forward. Milan, nice play to take it away. Tried to get it to Wallen, but a nice play by Pionk to get it back. Here comes Pionk down the right side. Left a drop pass, and it's deflected away. Wallen able to pick it up with the glove. Jake Wallen, affiliate player for Tri-City. Lot of speed, leading the rush here into the zone. Leaves it for Milan. Milan with a shot. Save made by Olsen, and he covers up. Wallen was right in front looking for a rebound there, and he couldn't put it home as Olsen made the save. Jake Wallen got some speed, and he got going up the ice. Wallen came from the near side and started going into the offensive zone. Left it over to Cody Milan, and a good play by Wallen. Leave the pass to Milan, go right to the net looking for a rebound. Milan got the shot on net. Good pad save by Olsen, and Olsen makes the save and covers up on the rebound. 2-1 Tri-City, 3:24 to go here in the second. Long, high play by the Musketeers, and they're into the zone offside. Fans don't like the call here as the puck was way high in the air, and they were trying to calm it down, and they moved in ahead of the bouncing rubber disc. 3:19 to go here in the second. Tri-City in the lead, 2-1. Most recently, the Storm get the goal from Chris Wilkie and have a 2-1 lead. The goal officially credited to Wilkie from Connor Valisano at 15:25. And as I said before, I think Daniel Fritz started that play in his own zone. Storm working out of their own zone and deflected into the Sioux City end now. In deep, Lebowski against Omarosa trying to pry the puck away. And it's in deep into the Musketeer end. Berger and Lebowski on that forecheck. Now Omarosa in the near side corner to the far side. Rosberg flipped it forward, gloved by Poganski, let it out to neutral ice, got it to Kerr, and now Grant Hutton on the near side, banked it off the wall into the Sioux City end. Omarosa back in his own end with Berger all over him. Berger now going to go for a change, and Omarosa will move forward. Lebowski trying to hound him from behind, and now Lebowski going to take a penalty, and that's not the right penalty for Tri-City, and Danny Lebowski knows it. Trying to hack his man from behind. One too many hooks and holds from Lebowski. Sends him into the box. 2:36 to go here in the second period. And Tri-City now will be on the GNC penalty kill. First penalty of the period. Teams had a lot of them in the first. Battling back and forth. Second period's been physical. But no penalties until right now. Lebowski for hooking on the forecheck. Not the right time to take a penalty. I'm sure Jim Holton not happy with his forward there, but Tri-City able to win the faceoff, and Valisano shooting it all the way down right off the faceoff here to start this penalty kill. 1:48 to go in the penalty kill. 2:20 to go in the second period. McMurphy in deep trying to get a turnover. Thomas got it forward to Snively. Lost possession. Dello sends it out. Nice job by Dello. Back out to neutralize. Cockrell left it for Heinrich on the far side. He backhands it into the Storm end. Levine out of the net to Dello. Slaps it around the wall and out of the zone. Nice teamwork and coordination from Levine and Dello to get it out there. Final 2 minutes of the period. 1:20 to go on the Lebowski hooking minor. Sioux City with possession here on their power play. Storm on the GNC penalty kill. Berger leading the forecheck. Thomas up the ice into the zone. Thomas near side Snively. So the center went through the crease. Nobody there. Now Poganski has to hustle for it, try to get it out of the zone. And the puck deflects out of play, and the Storm cannot get it out of the zone. They have to have a defensive zone faceoff here in their own end. 1:02 to go in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Poganski got a late start. He didn't see where that puck was. Otherwise, I think he would have won that race. Instead, tied the race, and the deflection of the puck goes out of play. So just 1:02 left in the GNC penalty kill. 1:38 to go in the second period. Tri-City leading 2-1 here over Sioux City. Kevin Kerr is upset right now, but I'm not sure why. Kerr was arguing with the official. Storm out the faceoff win, but could not get it out. Kept in by Pionk. Far side. Passed now to the near side for Trevor Mueller. Mueller back up top for Pionk. Left it on the far side for Peterson. Back to Pionk at the center. Peterson on the right side now. Peterson on the far side wall. Got it down low to Montgomery. Montgomery holding on the far side. Montgomery still holding. Got it up top for Mueller. Now on the near side. Pionk with a one-timer. Missed the net. Hit on the outside of the net. Levine may have got a piece with the right pad, but it was going wide. And now a loose puck, and Grant Hutton able to clear all the way down. Tri-City. Good work on the penalty kill here. Final minute of the second period. 20 seconds left in the Lebowski hooking penalty. Poganski going in deep on the forecheck, trying to take the puck away. And now Peterson tripped up and neutralized. Poganski's got it away from him. And back into the offensive zone. He lost possession. Let it go for Neil Pionk. He'll retreat on the penalty kill. 5 seconds left in the power play. Musketeers are offside. L'Esperance darted into the zone before Pionk got in. And we get the stoppage with 5 seconds left in a Lebowski hooking penalty. 41 seconds to go in the second period. We've had 3 goals in the period. Tri-City Storm leading this game 2-1. Pat Curry and Chris Wilkie both have goals. And now Gomez off the faceoff has it on the far side. Tried to get past his man. Lebowski out of the box, but Sioux City with a chance in front. Lebowski gets in to break up the play right out of the box. Love to see that from Dan Lebowski getting right back into the play. And now with 25 seconds to go in the period, Storm have the puck. It's Gomez who's got it in his own end. Sends a long pass over to Milan, who got it into the Sioux City zone, but not much further. Milan doing a good job battling here. He's got the puck. Milan tried a shot, lost the puck, though rolled off his stick. 8 seconds left in the period. Still work down low. Jalen Schultz comes in to try to keep it alive for one last shot, but it's out to Cedric Lacroix, and that's how we'll end the second period. Tri-City continues the hard work, and they have a 2-1 lead on the Sioux City Musketeers after 40 minutes. Shots even after two periods, 18 apiece. And we got 20 minutes left to go on a weekend that's included 3 games in 3 days for the Tri-City Storm. We'll take a break and come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report next on The Breeze 94.5.
Did you know that since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has raised $500 million to protect the environment, improve education, and support the state fair? $500 million. That's a 5 with 8 zeros. There aren't 500 million people in the U.S. It would take about 16 years just to count to 500 million. If you walked 500 million miles, you'd end up on the other side of Jupiter. But there's no air, no gravity, and no Nebraska Lottery retailers. Better stay right here and keep helping us build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson. Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little the voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Where I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at carneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011. Get more at alanjackson.com.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm lead the Sioux City Musketeers 2-1 after 40 minutes. We're inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Jared Sheffrin now again joined by Kyle Eastman of the Tri-City Storm. Kyle's done for the season with a broken hand. And Kyle, you got that from a fight. There's been a lot of physical play here in this game. What have you seen from your team as far as physicality on the ice tonight?
They're definitely finishing every check out there, and that's what coach loves to see, and that's especially what I like to see, getting in guys' faces. And we always don't need a fight to get the boys going, but like even a hit or even a great play, but definitely hits hitting it gets the game going, and gets in the other team's head that if the puck's dumped in, the D know that they're going to get their finished on. So definitely we need to keep hitting here in the third, and that will help out in the long run.
Now also, it seems not just physically, but also just hustle right now. Seems like a lot of different players, especially some of the forwards, are really, really giving it their all here, and it's in an intense game through 40 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. The fourth line, Murph, Kerr, and Tebow are definitely going out there and definitely finished every check in the puck down deep. They got a goal scored on them, but they definitely buried one there, getting Joe's first assist, and with a great pass from Murph and a great finish from Kerr's. But the hard work is paying off in the long run. We're getting shots on net. We're even with shots in the going to the third with the one of the better teams in the league, and we definitely need to keep up that hustle here.
Hayden Levine also seems like he's been seeing the puck pretty well tonight. Seems like he's gained a lot of confidence here tonight as well.
Yeah, definitely. Laver has been gaining a lot of confidence out there, and definitely from practice you see that he's working a lot harder and staying on the ice after, and he's getting those extra shots to see the puck better. And tonight is definitely paying off, and hopefully in the third period he makes a big save for us.
First goal for the Storm tonight was scored by Pat Curry. He's been snake bitten for a little while, but the assist there to Joey DiBenedetto, his first USHL point. Joe's been working real hard. I know you're close buddies with him. I'm sure it feels pretty good knowing that he got one of those.
Yeah, definitely. I've been encouraging Joe to get more skilled off the ice and on the ice, and he's been staying out on practices with me and shooting pucks, stick handling. He's been doing a lot of extra work, and it's paying off here. He's got that at first assist, and I hope it gives him a lot of confidence in the long run here.
Second goal seemed like a play that was started by Daniel Fritz in his own zone. Worked the puck to Connor Valisano, and a nice teamwork between Valisano and Wilkie there.
Yeah, Fritzy's having a great game tonight, and he's getting pucks up to the forwards and making them do all the work with it, and he's been playing really well. And then the puck had a great line right to Wilkie with that pass from Val. And Wilkie just made a nice little move and got it up on the goalie and got it past him, which helps us out here.
Yeah, Wilkie scoring his 17th of the season. For Curry, it was his fourth goal of this season. Shots on goal, even 18-18. And, you know, we talked a lot about the physicality, but in the second, a little bit different because in the first, you saw a lot of penalties. But in the second, officials letting him go there and not calling many penalties. Only the one penalty to Lebowski for hooking. What does that mean for the third? Do you think we might see the same kind of physicality?
Yeah, definitely. Well, definitely coach is going to go in the locker room and tell him keep up physical play on these D and the forwards and stuff and the hard work. And their coach is definitely probably going in there and ripping them new one and yelling at them and trying to get them going here. But, yeah, with that physicality, it's definitely helping us out getting some shots and stuff. But here in the third, I don't think many calls are going to be given to the guys. And I think it's going to help out the game and the pace of the play. And I think it's going to help out with everything else, too.
Finally, this is the third period of a third game in 3 days. You've done this before. Kind of a quirk in the USHL schedule. It's pretty much a weekend league. Sometimes you get those three games in 3 days. What's it like playing at the end here? How gassed are you on the bench?
Oh, even the start of the first of the third is the worst. But later in the game, your legs are starting to get into it a little bit more and loosen up. And you're starting to not feel them a little bit. But yeah, at the end of the game, you're starting to die, but you just got to get pucks in deep, and that's what helps out, getting the pucks out of your own zone, out of your own zone into the other team's zone, and that definitely helps out if you keep cycling the puck, and you just got to keep up the flow, not and you got to have short shifts out here too.
Kyle Eastman joining us here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm leading 2-1 after two periods. And Kyle, before we let you go, what is the biggest key in your eyes here in the third period to try to come home with a win?
We definitely have to get a lot of shots on this goalie because he let two goals in and he's starting to question himself. But we definitely got to get pucks in deep and start cycling more and keep it in their zone most of the game.
Kyle Eastman joining us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report for the Sadler Implement Period Recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a quick break. Come back for the out-of-town scoreboard update and recap the standings here this weekend in the USHL. Get you ready for the third period. Tri-City with a 2-1 lead on the Sioux City Musketeers right here on your home for Storm Hockey, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm on top of the Sioux City Musketeers, 2-1 here at the Tyson Event Center. Jared Sheffrin with you in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scores presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway. .com. Couple other games here in the USHL. Teams in the Eastern Division battling for playoff positioning, and Team USA picks up a shootout win against the Muskegon Lumberjacks, but the Lumberjacks will take that point as that point has elevated them into the fourth place in the Eastern Conference standings. Team USA, though, gets 2 points, and they are on the outside looking in, but still have an outside shot of qualifying for the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Waterloo defeats Green Bay. Green Bay also in the playoff hunt in the Eastern Conference, and Waterloo on the road at the Resch Center defeats the Green Bay Gamblers 4-3. Blackhawks get the win, and they take over the lead for the Anderson Cup race. Here as we get down to the final weeks of the season, only one more week in the USHL season, and our final game here tonight is the one we're in, Tri-City with a 2-1 lead over Sioux City. The final week of the season and the regulation and regular season is next week. The Storm will head to Des Moines to take on the Des Moines Buccaneers, and then they will be at home to take on the Lincoln Stars for their final game in the regular season. Only two games left for Tri-City. In the final game, the Storm will honor their 2003-2004 Anderson Cup championship team. We'll hear from a couple different players from that team in the arena. We've gotten in touch with a few different players, and we'll also hear from their coach, Bliss Littler. We'll hear from that during the game on Saturday night at the Viero Event Center, and we'll also honor our fans. It's Fan Appreciation Night at the Viero Event Center. Final Storm game coming up at home on Saturday night, 7:05 puck drop against the Lincoln Stars. It should be a good battle, and if the Storm work as hard as they've been working here in this game with Sioux City, should be a good weekend next weekend against Des Moines and Lincoln. 20 minutes to go here. Tri-City leading 2-1 on the Sioux City Musketeers. We'll take a quick break and come back with puck drop in the third period in the Big O Tires. Third period of play is next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
If you want to make sure your vehicle's road ready and don't want to waste time and money driving around town to do it, get to Big O Tires, where you'll get the absolute lowest prices on tires, oil changes, brake service alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, batteries, wiper blades, and even lift kits and leveling kits. And you'll get the best price in town, because Big O honors all competitors' coupons. We're your one-stop shop for guaranteed great auto service. Get to Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
If I could mentally evaluate Buffalo Chicken Strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention, they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
If you want to make sure your vehicle's road ready and don't want to waste time and money driving around town to do it, get to Big O Tires, where you'll get the absolute lowest prices on tires, oil changes, brake service alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, batteries, wiper blades, and even lift kits and leveling kits. And you'll get the best price in town, because Big O honors all competitors' coupons. We're your one-stop shop for guaranteed great auto service. Get to Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm on the ice for the third period. 2-1 lead against the Sioux City Musketeers here at the Tyson Event Center. Jared Schaffrin with you on the breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. And it should be a good 20 minutes here for Tri-City. Storm on the center ice faceoff. They'll go from right to left in the third period. Sioux City has won the draw. They'll go from left to right. Olsen for Sioux City has it in the Storm end. Now up at the left point, knocked up to the top of the zone, out to neutral ice. It's knocked back in by Garrett Cockrell. Cockrell had it now. Kevin Kerr for Tri-City got it to Pat Curry. Curry into the zone on the far side, McMurphy. McMurphy on the far side, shot, score! Ryan McMurphy beats Olsen down low, and Tri-City has gone up 3-1. 30 seconds into the final period, and it's the fourth line once again. Ryan McMurphy snuck that shot in there. He got Olsen on the glove side, and Olsen is not happy. Just hit the net with his goaltending stick. The Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead here at the Tyson Event Center. 30 seconds in, Ryan McMurphy gives him a 3-1 lead. McMurphy, two goals on the weekend and 3 points now, a goal and an assist in this game, and what a huge goal for the Storm. Just 30 seconds in, McMurphy able to pocket one, and now the Musketeers are trailing by two, and they have the puck deep in the Storm end, trying to respond quickly. Wraparound try is saved by Levine on Sam Saliba. Every time the Storm have scored tonight, Sioux City has come right back and tried to respond. Tri-City has to be able to even things out here as they now lead 3-1. Just a couple seconds into this third period, 30 seconds in, McMurphy able to beat Olsen and give the Storm a 3-1 lead. Now on the far side of the Storm end, Jalen Schultz trying to play it forward to Freitag, couldn't get it out of the zone, and now Saliba was on Gardner on the near side. Shot towards the net. Got deflected wide by Sioux City. Now Wilkie, nice pass as he got hit to Valisano. Valisano tried to get it over to Freitag, but it was deflected into the zone by Sioux City. Now on the far side, Mueller over to Neil Pionk. Two-goal lead for Tri-City. 30 seconds into the third period, Ryan McMurphy scores the goal for the Storm. It's his 12th of the season. Now Tri-City with it is Daniel Fritz, who played it back to neutral ice. And Terrence Omarosa on the far side. Omarosa to the center. Omarosa into the zone. Omarosa on the right circle now into the corner. Went down. Fritz trying to pick it up. On the far side, L'Esperance. Knocked away. Taken forward by Milan. Kept in. Down low, Dello. Dello on the far side. Forward to Gomez. Gomez got a nice pass to the center to Milan. And Milan got it into the zone. Over to Rosberg. Rosberg on the back end to the far side. Wallen deflected over to Milan. Milan batted out of the air with the stick. Taken by L'Esperance. Far side. Rush for Sioux City. Little toe drag move. A shot missed the net. There. Nice look there for Sioux City and Avery Peterson. And now it's Jake Wallen for Tri-City who brings it up the other way. Dumped it in deep. Far side. Taken by Sioux City and Cockrell. Cockrell got it forward, taken away by DiBenedetto. Joey DiBenedetto with a shot. Missed the net. Save made by Olsen. Joey DiBenedetto with a point-blank opportunity. And he's got a big smile on his face getting back into this play. As Kevin Kerr will take it back for Tri-City. DiBenedetto with the opportunity there. Tried to go short side on the near side. And now it's an icing on Tri-City. 17:07 to go here in the third period, presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City leads Sioux City 3-1 here on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Face off to the left of Hayden Levine is won by Sioux City on the near side of Valtteri Hoponen. Hoponen trying to get to the center, knocked away by Curry. Played on the far side, up at the top of the zone, kept in by Sioux City. DiBenedetto trying to get it away from Mueller. Nice job by Joey DiBenedetto. Got worked out of the zone to Curry there by McMurphy. Curry took a shot from Valtteri Hoponen. And now here's Snively down on the far side. Chance in front. Net comes off. Storm pick it up, and the whistle blows. Musketeers all over the net there, knocking it off. But Levine standing strong. 16:40 to go. Big O Tires third period. Tri-City 3-1 lead on the Sioux City Musketeers. And with the Musketeers knocking off the net, Storm get a favorable call from the officials, and they take the faceoff out to neutral ice. Faceoff won by Sioux City, and it's shot back into the Storm end. Wrapped around to the near side, Trevor Olson trying to get to the center, knocked away by Schultz. On the near side, Sioux City again with it to the center. Hope and Heinrich, lost it out of the zone, but he sends it right back in. Levine leaves it for Donovan Gardner. Gardner now on the near side. Got it forward for Schultz. Schultz to the center. Berger. Berger in the zone. Berger on the near side. Poganski with a shot. Save made by Olsen. Into the netting it goes on the rebound. Good rush there from Berger, Poganski, and Lebosky. Poganski took the shot. Olsen made the save. Stoppage of play with 16:08. 16:08 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City leading 3-1 over Sioux City. McMurphy has the goal for the Storm here in the third to put them up 3-1. Nice job by Fritz defensively to get a turnover and try to throw it forward for Gomez. Sent all the way down by Sioux City. Stopped by Levine. Sioux City was offside. They had a tag up. Now Fritz gets by Schmidt. Schmidt lost his stick trying to hook Fritz there, and he had to go to the bench for a new one. Now it's Fritz again trying to calm down a bouncing puck. Milan worked it back for Torrey Dello. Dello got it forward to Wallen. Jake Wallen with a shot. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound down low. Knocked away to Cedric Lacroix up and out of the zone. Rolling back for Donovan Gardner. Icing is going to be waved off. Gardner was there, and they waved it off right in front of Gardner. Now on the near side, Wallen got possession of a puck into the Sioux City end. No, nothing more, though, as the Musketeers stop it. Nice job by Donovan Gardner in neutral ice. And now Gardner left it forward for Valisano, who sent it in. But Mueller took it right back out to neutral ice. And now it's Gardner for Tri-City on the near side, Schultz. 5 minutes into the third. Only goal of this period so far has been a Ryan McMurphy score. 30 seconds in to put the Storm on top 3-1. Sioux City with it now. L'Esperance through neutral ice, left it to Carpenter with a shot, was blocked. And the center, nice job by Tri-City. Now here's another chance for Peterson, centered, knocked away by Gardner, and it's up and kept in by Pionk. Wrapped around down low again. Loose puck on the near side, picked up by the Musketeers. Peterson to the center. Peterson on the far side, leaves it up top with a shot for Pionk. Save made. Rebound now, Carpenter. Carpenter to the center for L'Esperance. L'Esperance on the far side now, Peterson. Peterson shot, deflection wide. Carpenter was there in front. And now on the near side, Peterson to the center. Fan on a shot, taken away by Valisano. Valisano trying to get it out. He couldn't. L'Esperance takes it away. L'Esperance gets shouldered by Jalen Schultz. Schultz turns it back to Gardner. 14 minutes to go. Gardner almost turned it over, but Valisano able to sweep it out of the zone. And now it's Mueller back to Snively. He was in onside. Levine knocked it down, tried to clear. He couldn't. Another chance in front. Gardner blocked it. Sioux City starting to get some chances here. Tri-City struggling to clear their zone. Now another shot from the near side wall is saved by Levine. Levine covers up and stops play. 13:40 to go, and a nice stoppage for the Storm. Even though they're in their own end, Tri-City need to reset things here. Got to get back to their game and continue to work hard. Ahead 3-1 over the Musketeers here at the Tyson Event Center with 13:40 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Storm win the faceoff on the far side. Kevin Kerr up to the Benedetto on the wall. Got it out of the zone. Loose puck in neutral ice. Gloved down by Grant Hutton. And Hutton spins away from one man. Got it to Curry. Curry works it in the zone for McMurphy. McMurphy racing against Hopinen. Hopinen wins the battle. Big hit by the Benedetto on the back end. Now worked on the far wall by Johnson, taken away by McMurphy. McMurphy gets to the puck in the corner. McMurphy left it for DiBenedetto there on the far side corner. DiBenedetto back to McMurphy, taken away by, that's Heinrich. And now it's Sioux City up the wall on the far side into the zone. Here's Cockrell. He shoots and misses the net wide. Rebound on the far side. DiBenedetto took a bad route to it. Shot to the center. Kevin Kerr blocked it and got it up top, but kept in by Hopinen. Hopinen kept it in on the line. Now up top again, kept in. DiBenedetto trying to get it out. Curry trying to get it out. He does. Pat Curry, good work by Curry and gets it in deep. Goes off on the change. Storm needed a change there. 12:40 to go here in the third. Berger on the near side wall. Works it deep into the Sioux City end. Nice job by Berger. Now it's worked by Omarosa. Storm with a 3-1 lead here, and now it's deflected back into the Storm, and icing is whistled on the Musketeers. Good work from Tri-City. They'll get an offensive zone faceoff. 12:24 to go here in the third period, presented by Big O Tires. The Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead on the Sioux City Musketeers. Berger on the faceoff against Joe Snively here. Musketeers have six players on the ice. Omarosa's got to get off. Face off to the left of the netminder, Olsen. One back by the Storm. Gardner keeping it in on the right point. Send it in deep. Lebowski worked into Berger. Berger went flying, took out a man. No calls coming on either side. And it kept in again by Gardner at the top. Berger taken out again by Cockrell. Pucks played on the near side. Schultz gets in there with a hit on Olsen. Now back to neutral ice. Gardner up the near side wall. Lebowski tried to find Berger, but turned it over to Jared Thomas. Now on the near side, Rosberg. Sent it ahead and deflected in by Olsen. Back down behind the Storm net. Schultz on the far side of the wall. Trying to work it up the far side on Morosa. Gets it. Sent it back in deep. Schultz was down low. And it's moved up the near side wall now. Kept in by Rosberg. Gets to the center. Shot, score. Deflection in. And I think it's going to be Jared Rosberg that took the initial shot. And he may get credit for it. It's his second goal of the season. In his 43rd game. Let's get a replay here. And Trevor Olsen may have gotten a piece of that with his stick. But the goal is going to stand here. Olsen came out in front. I don't know. It might hit a Storm stick in front. Get one more look at it. Tough to see. But it's a goal for Sioux City. And it's 3-2. Musketeers now within a goal. They're 11:36 to go in the third. Tri-City ahead 3-2. Faceoff is won by the Musketeers. And they have possession as we restart play. Neil Pionk wraps it around the wall of the near side of the Storm end. Taken on the near side by Kevin Kerr. Now back down low, Dello. Left it there for Milan. Gomez on the far side trying to get it out. Centered to Kevin Kerr, trying to toe drag around Saliba. Loose puck, Dello couldn't get it out. Now Saliba on the far side with a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound kept in by Pionk, fired one way over the net. Now again, Sioux City with the rebound. Another shot from Mueller, missed the net. Rebound on the near side. Storm got to get it clear here. Another shot, Levine made the save on that one. On the near side, Kevin Kerr up and out of the zone. Loose puck, Gomez had a look at it, and it's brought back in offside by Sioux City. 10 minutes and 50 seconds to go in this game. Tri-City Storm have a 3-2 lead on the Sioux City Musketeers in the Big O Tires third period. You may not have known, but Big O Tires is the national sponsor of the Susan G. Komen Foundation and their Race for the Cure. This organization is dedicated to breast cancer research and treatment, and Big O Tires is proud to help raise and donate thousands of dollars each year. It's just another way Big O Tires tries to give something back to our community. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Storm now with a 3-2 lead on the Sioux City Musketeers. The goal is credited to Jared Rosberg. Ryan McMurphy's goal has been given assist to both Pat Curry and Kevin Kerr. It's Kerr's second assist on the weekend. Curry now with a goal and an assist here tonight. And McMurphy as well with a goal and an assist. Two of the Storm's three goals has been scored by the fourth line that got the start tonight, and they've responded. Jim Holton got to be very excited about the work on that fourth line. Ryan McMurphy is continuing to add to an incredible season. McMurphy with 12 goals and 7 assists, very close to the 20-point mark here for the Bentley commit. You know, not a player known for his offense, but he has the Storm in the lead with an early goal here in the third. Storm turn the puck over as they're trying to exit the zone, and Lesperon shoots and misses the net wide. Now on the far side, Wilkie trying to get it out. Wilkie does get it out, but it's intercepted by Cockerell at the red line. He shoots back in deep again. Played by Grant Hutton for Tri-City. Hutton working up the far side wall, got it off the glass. Nice play. Here's Valisano. Valisano into the zone offside. Freitag couldn't hold up. And Valenzano had a lot of speed there, but Freitag beat him into the zone. 10:22 to go in the third, presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City leading 3-2 on the Sioux City Musketeers. Ryan McMurphy against Joe Snively now. The face-off in neutral ice. Face-off is won by Sioux City. It's deflected back to Jalen Schultz. Schultz shoots it in deep. Wrapped around the wall. Olsen out of the net. Played by Cockerell. Cockerell got it down low for Heinrich. Got it up the wall. Kept in nicely by Fritz at the line. Nice job by Daniel Fritz there. Moved around the near side. Jalen Schultz comes in to take it. Good heady play by Schultz. He's got to get back into the play here as Heinrich gets it over to Johnson. Johnson back to center ice. Far side, Valtteri Hopinen. Centering pass to the near side. Nobody there. Pat Curry worked it up the wall. And it's kept into the zone at the top by Adam Johnson. Now down low. Played by Fritz. Fritz wrapped around the near side. Sioux City with it. Musketeers to the center. Valtteri Hopinen got past to Benedetto. Shot save made by Levine. Levine makes the save there on opening. 9:30 to go. The Big O Tires third period. Tri-City ahead of the Sioux City Musketeers, 3-2. Trying to hold on and get a win here tonight at the Tyson Event Center. The earlier game today, a start of 5 p.m. In the Storm, we're scoreless in the first. Two goals from Wilkie and Curry for Tri-City in the second, and then Ryan McMurphy scored 30 seconds into the third. Give the Storm a lead. Now here's Lebosky on the near side with some speed. Down low in front. Berger had a good look at it, but it went wide. May have been deflected there. Good look from Lebosky over to Berger off the faceoff win in the line rush. Sioux City was trying to move back offside. Berger got it. Deflect off Poganski's skate in deep. Poganski now behind the net. Poganski in the near side corner. Got pushed around behind the net. And a Rosberg who has it for Sioux City. Scored a goal for the Musketeers to get them back within one here. And we're under 9 minutes to go in regulation. Donovan Gardner on the near side. Took a hit, continues to move the puck, but then lost it to Thomas, who centered it. Knocked away by Tri-City to the top of the zone. Can't get it out. Sent back in deep. Trevor Olsen. Olsen on the near side. Shot it. Deflected wide. Gomez moved forward. Fell down. Couldn't get it out. Kept in by Trevor Olsen again. Now here's Kevin Kerr behind the net. Left it for Berger. Berger circling around. Berger off the wall, out to neutral ice. But Neil Pionk's going to shoot it right back in. Pionk waited a second, got the shot. Storm made a couple changes. Milan comes on. His pass was deflected over to Gardner. Now on the near side, turned it over. Kept in by Sioux City. Saliba down low. Shot a chance in front. Levine got a piece. Kept it alive. Saliba now on the far side. Up top for Pionk on the right point. Centering pass. Shot. Save. Made. Rebound. Loose. Save made by Levine. Another shot. Save made. Hayden Levine just robbed a player. Another shot from Pionk went wide. Now it's Mueller in deep. Kevin Kerr buries his man. No call coming. Loose puck. Gardner's got it. Fans not happy here as Kevin Kerr just buried a man in the corner. Now here comes Cody Milan. Made a little move. Left it for Wallen. Shot save. Rebound. Still save. Colin Olsen with two huge saves the other way. Now here comes Sioux City again. They got a 3-on-2 rush. Here's Mueller on the near side. The defenseman into the near side corner. Centering pass went near Levine, but wide of the net. Now Valisano on the race. Valisano the other way on the right side. Valisano goes wide behind the net. Stops in the near side corner. Valisano recovers his possession. Valisano still with it. Left it there for Wilkie. Back in front for Valisano. Knocked away. Loose on the near side. Schultz with a shot. Save made by Olsen. Valisano almost got a deflection there. Now it's Wilkie. Wilkie up top for Schultz. Schultz with a shot. Save made by Olsen and the rebound out of play. What action over the last few minutes. Back and forth we go. Tri-City 3-2 lead over Sioux City. 6:48 to go in the third here presented by Big O Tires. Hayden Levine and Colin Olsen trading saves. Levine with a phenomenal save on the doorstep just now. Kept out an opportunity. The Musketeers trying to tie this game. Face off to the left of Colin Olsen now. McMurphy against Joe Snively. in the Sioux City end. Face up, won by Tri-City. Pat Curry trying to shot. He fanned on it, but got it downloaded to Benedetto. Left it for McMurphy in the near side corner. McMurphy trying to get possession. He couldn't. Rosberg, the defenseman here for Sioux City, has possession, and he'll carry it to neutral ice. Moving forward. Got it in onside. Hoping in down low with a shot. Save made by Levine. Rebound now Fritz. Fritz tried to carry it away. Loose puck. Levine will cover it up. Fritz tried to carry it out of the zone. It got deflected off his stick. It was loose in front. And Levine pounced on it to stop play and get a faceoff. 6:24 to go in the third. Tri-City on top of the Sioux City Musketeers. 3-2. 6:24 to go in this third period. Storm go with Berger, Poganski, and Lebowski. The top line for Tri-City. Trying to work it out of the zone here. Face off to the left of Levine in the Storm end. Berger on the draw for the Storm. It's won by Sioux City, but at the top of the zone, Lebowski can't get, trying to had a chance to get it out, but he couldn't. Now Poganski's got it, and he does get it out. Nice pass to Lebowski. Lebowski trying to get past his man. Lebowski to the net. Lebowski shoots. Save made by Olsen. Nice work by Lebowski. Tenacious on the puck. But now the other way, Olsen lost it out of the out of play, went into the Storm bench. Olsen had a rush going the other way, but he lost it out of play. Dan Lebowski, puck hawk tonight, all over the place. And worked hard to get an opportunity there at a backhand shot on Colin Olsen, which Olsen saved. 6:04 to go in the game. Tri-City leading by 1-3-2. Faceoff at center ice, right at the center ice faceoff dot. One back to Cockrell for Sioux City. Cockrell sends it in deep. Jalen Schultz behind the net got hit. No call coming on the near side. Schultz gets back on his feet now on the far side. Heinrich hit by Wilkie. On the far side, rolls up for Valisano. Valisano trying to get it up and out. He can't. Kept in by the Musketeers. Another chance for Gardner to get it out. He could. On the far side again, Olsen. Wrapped it in deep with the backhand for Thomas. Jared Thomas to the center now. Thomas holding. Thomas gets by one man. Trying to go by a second man. Loose puck. Schultz got it behind the net to Gardner. Gardner up to Wilkie. Wilkie lofts it out. And it's back out to neutral ice. Sioux City with possession. Opportunity here. The Storm going to turn over Valisano. Finds Freitag. It was wide open. And Freitag's got it. A shot. And a save made by Olsen. And after the play, Freitag takes a little shove from Heinrich. Valisano had it on the near side off the turnover. Tried to get it to Freitag. It was wide open on the back door. But the puck went under Freitag's stick. Went off the backboards. Went back to Freitag. And he got the shot, which was saved by the glove of Colin Olsen. 5:16 to go here in the Big O Tires third period. And now here's a face-off win for Sioux City in a 2-on-2. Opportunity for Carpenter. He shoots and a save made by Levine. Carpenter in the 2-on-2. Levine makes the save. 5:09 to go in the Big O Tires third period. 3-2. Tri-City in the lead. Sioux City coming hard, trying to tie this game. L'Espérance on the draw against Milan, one back by Sioux City. A shot was saved by Levine, and he hangs on to it in his glove. Shot came from Omarosa. Levine makes the save. 5:05 to go here in the Big O Tires third period. 3-2. Tri-City Storm in the lead right now here on the Breeze 94.5. Chase Berger comes in to take it against Joel L'Espérance now. To the left of Levine. Puck's dropped and the Storm win the faceoff. Out of the zone it goes. Nice job by Kevin Kerr. Back to neutral ice. Omarosa got it to the center. Deflected by Berger back into the Storm end. Kevin Kerr fighting against L'Espérance on the near side wall. Kerr gets the inside positioning. Throws it to the far side wall. Poganski knocks his man. Picked up by Dello. Dello with it for Tri-City. And Dello with some space sends it off the far side wall. Storm were in offside. They got to go tag up here. And we may have an icing whistled to Tri-City. 4:36 to go. We're inside the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 3-2, Tri-City, 4:36 to go in the third. Face-off scrum four and one by Tri-City back to Dello. Wrapped it around out of the zone. It's going to be an icing, but it's waved off as Danny Lebowski wins the race. Lebowski in the near side corner. Going to kill some clock here with two Sioux City players jabbing at him, trying to get the puck away. Milan comes in to try to take it, And Lebowski able to work it into the corner still. Two Musketeers on Lebowski. Finally comes out for Gomez. Back to Lebowski. Took a hit. Mylan's got it. Mylan in the center. Knocked away by the stick of Olsen. Here comes Sioux City the other way. Saliba. Saliba on the far side into the zone. Saliba. Backhand shot. Save made by Levine. And he hangs on. 3:59 to go in the third. Tri-City leading Sioux City 3-2. Shots on goal in favor of Sioux City. 26-24. Levine has allowed two, but has his team in the lead right now. Storm trying to win two out of three this weekend, three games in 3 days. Face off to the right of Levine now. McMurphy on the draw for Tri-City. One back to Hutton, and Hutton can't get it out. Kept in at the line by Heinrich and sent back again by Snively. Behind the Storm net, it is for Sioux City. 3:45 to go in the game. Storm hanging on to a 3-2 lead. Johnson over to Snively. Snively gets hit by Hutton. Loose puck taken back by Sioux City. Moving with it is Hopinen. Hopinen comes out to the center. Knocked off his stick. Hopinen shoots. Misses the net wide. Rebound on the near side. Cockerell. Cockerell works it down to Johnson. In the near side, Snively. Trying to get away from a couple Storm players. Snively sends it to the far side. Heinrich shoots. Blocked. Nice block there. Grant Hutton got it. And now it's Valisano, works it past the red line, gets absolutely crushed by Cockerell, and a penalty whistle. Cockerell can't believe the call. Official was on top of it. We haven't seen any penalties here in the third, and Cockerell gets hit. Wilkie gets into it behind the play as well. Valisano is back onto his feet. Garrett Cockerell whistled for a penalty here. Came right in front of the broadcast booth. 3:09 to go. And Cockrell's getting escorted right out of here. Officials didn't like it. Cockrell's done for the night. And Valisano, who's back on his feet, seems to be okay. Storm will have a 5-minute major, is called. It's a 5-minute major on Cockerell. 3:09 to go in this game, and Tri-City will be with a man advantage for the remainder of regulation. And if it does go to overtime, we're looking at 2 more minutes of power play time for Tri-City. What a call late in this game. They've been letting most everything go, and Cockerell, with a big hit on Valisano, whistled for a major penalty. Now a big hit by Lebowski on Mueller off the faceoff. Here comes Sioux City the other way. Sioux City's got a rush. Here's Pionk with a shot. Save made by Levine. Holy cow, a big opportunity for Sioux City. Levine to come up big with the right pad there. Now Berger has it for Tri-City. Deep forecheck from Thomas. Got it to Dello. Torrey Dello with it now. On the near side, Kevin Kerr. Too far in front of him. Taken away by Sioux City. Here they come. Thomas to the center. Lost it. Poganski got it out of there. Thomas has it back now. Sioux City trails by one. Storm have a power play for the remainder of regulation here. But Thomas has it in deep. Chance in front. Levine knocked it away. Here's Gomez. 3-on-1 for Tri-City if they hurry. Gomez into the zone. Wallen. Wallen. Oh, they call offside. I can't believe they just called it offside here in this play. Gomez played the puck ahead for Wallen. Holy cow. I can't believe they called that offside. Gomez threw the puck into the zone before Wallen was in there. 2:20 to go in the game here in the final five, presented by Diamond Vogel. Tri-City on the power play after a major penalty to Cockerell for head contact. And now Tri-City has it. Schultz turns it over on the far side. Here's a rush for Rosberg. Rosberg to the center. He shoots. Save made by Levine. Levine gets it with the left pad and keeps this a one-goal Storm lead. Now Wallen can't get it out. Loose puck at the top of the zone. Now they do get it out. Mylan. Mylan to Gomez. Gomez into the zone. And now it's in deep. Rosberg plays it for Sioux City. Knocked over. Penalty called on Tri-City. And Mylan can't believe it. Call hooking on Cody Mylan. He's not happy. But we'll be 4-on-4 for the final 1:53. Drama unfolding here in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center. A major penalty to Garrett Cockerell for head contact. And then a minor to Mylan for hooking. 1:53 to go. It's 4-on-4 for the remainder of regulation. Tri-City hanging on to a 3-2 lead. Faceoff is won by Tri-City, and Kerr left it for McMurphy on the far side. McMurphy over to Dello. Dello got it to Wilkie. Nice job. Wilkie ahead of this of the play. Wilkie's going to bring it into the zone. He does. He shoots, and a save made by Olsen and a stoppage. 1:38 to go in regulation. There's 1:45 to go in the Milan penalty. So if Sioux City happens to tie this up, the Milan penalty will expire very soon into overtime. And the Storm will be back on the power play. There's still 3:29 left in the Cockrell Major. Faceoff is won forward by Tri-City now, and Poganski gets positioning. Nice job by Austin Poganski. He's on the back wall with a minute and a half to go here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Storm hanging on to a 3-2 lead. Puck's taken back by Pionk. Berger all over him. And now the puck's out of the zone, but back to Poganski. Leaves it for Dello. Dello got it to Berger. Berger into the zone. He got hit. Looked like a knee-on-knee hit there, and no calls coming on that one, but now it's turned back over to Valisano, who shoots it back into the Sioux City in. 1 minute to go in the game. Tri-City, 3-2 lead. Sioux City with the puck. It's 4-on-4 for the remainder of the game. Sioux City's pulling their netminder, Colin Olsen, trying to get an advantage. Shot from Peterson, missed the net and deflected out of the zone. Trevor Olsen back to get it. And Colin Olsen, the netminder, at the bench. 5-on-4 now. Olsen shot it out of play. And Olsen shot out of play. I don't think it was deflected by a Tri-City player. The faceoff will go out to neutral ice. 41 seconds to go. Tri-City Storm, 3-2 lead late in this game, trying to get their only win over Sioux City all season in their final meeting. And we get a timeout for the Sioux City Musketeers and Coach Jay Verity to talk things over here in the final minute of play. Final 40 seconds of play. And really, this game has been a really exciting game, well-played game, both teams up and down the ice. The officials have really stayed out of it for the most part, and now all of a sudden at the end they get involved, calling a major penalty for head contact on Garrett Cockrell and then a minor for hooking on Cody Milan. Even the play up at 4-on-4, Musketeers pull their netminder Colin Olsen. And it's 5-on-4, Sioux City with a man advantage late in this game. There's 40 seconds left. Storm trying to hold on for a win here. Jim Holton, very calm and collected, as he has been all night on the Storm bench, going through the scenarios here in the final 41 seconds. Shots on goal in favor of Sioux City, 30-24, and they've had the edge here in the third period, trying to get back in this game after Ryan McMurphy scored a goal 30 seconds into the third period. It's Valisano, Lebowski, Schultz, and Kevin Kerr. Men on the ice for Tri-City with points, 4 seconds to go. Amorosa, Saliba, Heinrich, Thomas, and Olsen, Trevor Olsen, on for Sioux City. Thomas is open on the far side off this faceoff. He's standing on the far side, but the faceoff is won by Tri-City. Big faceoff win, but Schultz loses possession in the corner. Got it up for Heinrich. He keeps it in on the far side. Thomas to the center. Saliba shot. Save made. Nice save by Levine with the glove on Saliba. Backhand shot. 29 seconds to go in regulation. 5-on-4. Net is empty. Storm are going to go with a bit of a line change here. They're going to get Dello, Berger, and McMurphy on. Valisano, Lebowski, and Kerr off. Big win on the faceoff from Valisano on that last draw. And now McMurphy is tasked with the same problem. Got to face up in your own zone. Got to try to win it. And then Storm do. And Dello lifts it up out of the zone. It's rolling. Going to be wide of the net and not icing. 20 seconds to go in the game. Sioux City trying to get a final rush. Nice hit on the near side there by Berger. Got the turnover to McMurphy. Loose puck in the zone. Sioux City's got it. Last rush here. 10 seconds to go. Trevor Olsen in the Storm end. Olsen holding. Centering pass. Opportunity. Amorosa shoots it wide. Rebound on the far side. 3 seconds to go. Last chance. Heinrich. He shoots. Misses the net. Rebound. No good. And the Storm win it. Tri-City pulls off a 3-2 win and gets 2 points to end the weekend. 2 out of 3 on the weekend. And a 3-2 victory. Ryan McMurphy, the game-winning goal, scoring 30 seconds into the second. Jim Holton's boys come through in a big way tonight. They get their only win of the season against Sioux City in a third game in 3 days. A lot of people count them out of this one, but Tri-City comes into the Tyson Event Center and picks up 2 points. Gutsy effort by the Storm, and they get the win here tonight. A lot of energy from Tri-City picking up a victory here tonight at the Tyson Event Center. Final score, 3-2. We'll have the recap of the game next in the Old Chicago postgame show on your home for Storm Hockey, The Breeze, 94.5.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And online at thinkmidway.com.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson.
Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Where I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011.
Get more at alanjackson.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Old Chicago Postgame Show, Jared Schaffrin here with you as the Tri-City Storm get a 3-2 win over the Sioux City Musketeers. The only win over the Musketeers all season comes in the team's final meeting, and what a gutsy effort by Tri-City. May not have been the better team this season as the Musketeers are headed to the playoffs, but they come in here late in the season and give it all that they had to get a victory. A 60-minute effort for Tri-City, and especially at the end of the game with the Musketeers coming hard, led by their goaltender Hayden Levine, who really made some big stops in this one. The Tri-City Storm able to pull out a victory here, and again, a 60-minute battle, but don't take it from me. Here's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, and coach, seemed like your team was just battling and really a lot of effort from everybody on the ice tonight.
Yeah, extremely proud of that group today. It was an incredible effort. So I think JB summed it up best before the game, that there was every excuse in the book not to show up and compete and play hard, but as an athlete, you have to have pride in that. And To be quite honestly, we challenged them in a bit of a blunt, rude fashion before the game to respond, and really happy with the way they did. And certainly nice to see a lot of efforts get rewarded.
When you say you challenged them in a blunt, rude fashion, I assume that you're going off of last night's performance. Your team was shut out, didn't have a lot of energy, didn't have a lot of the effort that they had here this afternoon. Maybe talk a little bit more about that way of challenging this team late in the season.
Well, we kind of threw out the template for our pregame meeting and just went at them a little bit in terms of having pride, playing with passion, and competing. And, you know, sometimes you have to be a little bit over the top with the message, and I was not happy, as I think anybody that listened postgame last night could ascertain from that. I wasn't happy at all because I didn't think we did our job as competitors. And we wanted them to walk out of here with their head held up high, irregardless of the result. And you know what? They went out and they battled from start to finish. And again, just told them after how proud we are and happy for them.
The fourth line tonight, you give them the start, expecting something from them, and they definitely gave that to you.
Well, they had an enormous weekend, all three guys. Great to see them get rewarded on the score sheet. I mean, Patty Curry's had his ups and downs, but he was his old self this weekend, and I could not be happier to see a smile on that young man's face. And the unsung hero the entire weekend was Joey DiBenedetto. Here's a guy who's had every excuse in the book to pack it in. You talk about the poster child for being resilient. He was. He makes unsung contributions. He finishes a hit and draws a four-minute minor on him. You know, Murph has had a great weekend, got the huge goal there that ended up being the game winner. So when you have your fourth line playing like that, or your so-called fourth line, it bodes well for your team.
Also, a lot of time on the power play for you. Earlier on in the game, unable to capitalize, were you worried about the guys after the five or the four-minute double minor and they were unable to score?
Absolutely. I was very worried because, you know, those are coming back around, and the one thing Sioux City has is a pretty potent power play. And it was not a lack of – I thought we moved the puck pretty well. We had a couple chances. The goalie, Stone Pagansky, once in tight. But, yeah, you always worry. I thought we had some great chances to have the lead after one, and I worried about our energy level and if we might run out of gas. But you know what? We never did.
Later in the game, talking about penalties, seemed like not much called in the second. Not much called all the way in the third. Seemed like there was some physical play, but the officials were staying out of it. And then all of a sudden you get some big late calls in the game. What were the explanations to you later in the game, and how did you feel about how the game was officiated? Because it seemed to me like they were staying out of things, but then all of a sudden they got involved late in the game.
Yeah, it was. It was very sporadic in their calls, and I think he was trying not to become involved, and then there was a couple obvious ones that he had to call, and then it seemed like there was a bit of an even-up situation. But you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. We fought through all kinds of different adversity and managed to get a win in a really tough building.
Tri-City Storm defeat the Sioux City Musketeers by a final score of 3-2. We're joined by Jim Holton here in the Old Chicago post-game show. And, Coach, it seems like the top line of Lebosky, Berger, and Pogansky, you know, they weren't on the score sheet tonight with any points, but whenever you were in a situation where the play was shifting in the Sioux City direction, you were able to rely on them to bring them out there and just to get an offensive zone shift to take the defense, a little bit of pressure off your defense.
Well, I thought they played a great 200-foot game, and you're right, they didn't get recognized on the score sheet, but through their teammates' eyes and through the coaches' eyes, we know what they did. They played some valuable minutes. As you're right, they seemed to capture momentum whenever we lost it, and that's a big, big element of winning on the road. And they became a reliable 200-foot, three-zone line, and it's really nice to see.
Torrey Dello, a guy who you were going to give the night off, he told us before the game that he wanted to play. He was coming out there late in the game, so it seemed like he was there to go for you all night.
Yeah, and that's a big step forward in a young person's progress as a hockey player and your progression is the fact that you get over a really difficult injury in a long, long extended absence, and to be able to play three games in less than 3 days really is a real credit to Torrey. And you know what? I thought he might have had his best game. You can see the rush coming off. Just his puck-moving ability alone helps us get out of trouble situations, and it was really evident, especially in the back half of the game.
Finally, your goaltender, Hayden Levine, three games in a row for him. Not sure what you would see from him tonight after last night. And again, a team that throws the puck in the net from all angles, this Sioux City team, and seemed to handle it really well.
Well, he did. You know what? We did a much better job in front of him in terms of not making the workload too heavy like we had kind of the last couple of evenings. And he made some big saves when he had to, and that's what you ask of your goaltender. And you know what? He had the feeling that, again, at 3-2, he wasn't going to let the third one in. We got a little bit scrambly in front of him, but you know, he looked strong on his angles. He looked poised. He looked confident. And again, nice to see him get rewarded because, this is the first for him. Three games in 3 days and to come out with two wins on the road. Very impressive.
Tri-City Storm with the 3-2 win. Jim Holton joins us in the Old Chicago postgame show. Coach, we appreciate your time and congratulations on the win.
Thank you, Jared.
Coach is going to pass the headset right over to the winning goaltender here tonight. Hayden Levine starts 3 games in 3 days and gets 2 road wins. Hayden, first of all, thanks for joining us here. You 3 games in 3 days. Your team just got their 10th road win of the season. 1/5 of your road victories. Come here on this trip. Talk to us about what it was like to just start 3 games in a row.
It was certainly different after Cobb playing most of the season and unfortunately him going down with an illness. It was kind of nerve-wracking at the end there to kind of try and get that win, but it was huge. I mean, the team played well. They blocked shots, and they did what they had to for me to get the win. So I got to give a big credit to them for just playing really well this weekend.
Seemed like tonight a lot different pace than what last night was against Fargo. Talk about what it's like playing against this Sioux City team. They seem to shoot the puck from a lot of different angles.
Yeah, it's certainly a lot faster, and I mean, that's why they're a little bit higher in the standings. You just got to be ready all the time. They really do shoot from anywhere, the hash marks, behind the net. They try and put it in whenever they can. So it's important just to be ready as a full team. I mean, you can see the guys were ready on their toes blocking passes with their sticks as well as getting shooting lanes. So that was huge.
Late in the game, obviously, your team with the 2-goal lead and the big goal by Ryan McMurphy there at the beginning of the third to give you some breathing room. But they get within one. And what is it like there at the end when you got shots coming from all different angles on you?
It's certainly nerve-wracking. I mean, you're just trying to hold on to that win no matter what it takes. And it's not so much my job, but the players, they got to keep it to the outside, keep it out, and block shots. And that's what they did. They played really strong defensively tonight, and that's what gave us the win.
Talk about the situation with Jacob Johansson going down and you being kind of forced in here. When did you kind of realize that, hey, it's on me for all the rest of the games? And what has it been like here knowing that it's your show no matter what's going on? You're the man in the net for us.
It's kind of exciting getting an opportunity like this, even though it's something that you never want to see happen to someone. I mean, an illness that takes you out for that long is kind of brutal. And he's a great kid, so sad to see him go down. But it kind of gives me an opportunity that probably wouldn't be there if Jacob was healthy. And so I just kind of went into each game knowing I can take most of it and come out was better with it.
We got 2 more games left here next weekend in Des Moines and at home to finish off the season. Hayden Levine joining us in the Old Chicago postgame show. We appreciate the time and congratulations on the victory.
Thank you very much, Jared.
We'll take a quick break here in the Old Chicago postgame show and come back to wrap things up. Tri-City with a 3-2 win over Sioux City tonight on the Breeze.
The thing that brings me back to Old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about Old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Did you know that since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has raised $500 million to protect the environment, improve education, and support the state fair? $500 million. That's a 5 with 8 zeros. There aren't 500 million people in the U.S. It would take about 16 years just to count to 500 million. If you walked 500 million miles, you'd end up on the other side of Jupiter. But there's no air, no gravity, and no Nebraska Lottery retailers. Better stay right here and keep helping us build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm victorious tonight in Sioux City with a 3-2 victory over the Sioux City Musketeers. Jared Schaffran back with you in the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games with the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Let's get to the right to the three stars of the game here tonight before we sign off here on The Breeze. Three stars are presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us. Three stars of the game here tonight in Tri-City. Could have been a lot of different players. Third star, it's Hayden Levine. Levine, with a nice effort tonight, making 29 saves on 31 shots, and especially late in the game when the Storm needed him most, came up with a couple huge saves point blank on some opportunities from Sioux City that were very, very good, and a nice job by Hayden Levine tonight. Second star, Pat Curry, a goal and an assist for Tri-City. Nice job by Curry. Scored the first goal of the game here tonight at 7:10 in the second period. And nice job by Curry there, and assisted on Ryan Murphy's game-winning tally 30 seconds into the third. Number one star, Ryan McMurphy, goal and an assist as well, had the game winner 30 seconds into the third period. McMurphy had the first assist on Curry's goal earlier in the night. Congratulations to Ryan McMurphy. Grinder of the night presented by the Dent Popper. Much like the Storm's hardest-working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night for the Storm. You heard it from Coach Holton. Joey DiBenedetto, the unsung hero all weekend, had three great games for the Storm. And tonight, DiBenedetto picks up his first USHL point, got a second assist on Curry's goal, and was a big part of getting the puck to McMurphy, who set up Curry. Then later, earlier in the game, DiBenedetto would draw a double minor penalty for high sticking, stayed in the game, was bleeding, stayed in the game, didn't miss a shift, doing everything the coach would ask of you on the bench, finished the game with a plus one and the assist for Joey DiBenedetto, the unsung hero this weekend for Tri-City. Congratulations on the Dent Popper grinder of the night for DiBenedetto. Finally, we'll check the out-of-town scoreboard update here. Final in the USHL. All the games final now. There were two other games from around the league. Team USA defeats Muskegon 4-3 in a shootout. Waterloo defeats Green Bay 4-3 in regulation. And before we sign off, we'll get you the update on the college hockey scores here from today. Boston College defeats UMass Lowell 4-3 for a trip to the Frozen Four. And the University of Minnesota is ahead 1-0 on St. Cloud State as we start the second period. Boston College will head to the Frozen Four, and we want to wish one more player congratulations, and that is tonight in Nashville. Former Storm forward Mark Van Gilder will make his NHL debut. He played on the Storm in 2003-2004. He's been laboring away in the AHL in Milwaukee for a while now, and he's been very good this season. We've highlighted him a few times in our Storm Alumni Watch online at stormhockey.com. And tonight, he gets the call up to play for Nashville against Washington, Washington Capitals against the Nashville Predators. And Van Gilder gets his first NHL game. Congratulations to Mark Van Gilder, and we'll honor him and the rest of the 2003-2004 Storm team for winning the Anderson Cup on Saturday night at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. We'll have the Anderson Cup honoree ceremony 10 years since the Anderson Cup, as well as we're going to honor our fans. Here are our fans in Tri-City. Plenty of season ticket holders to honor, a lot of different people that we want to recognize and thank in the final game. Saturday night, 7:05 p.m. start, Storm and Lincoln Stars. Two games remaining in the Storm regular season schedule. Tri-City now with 21 wins on the season, one win short of their mark from a year ago. Want to thank Caleb back in studio in Hastings for doing a great job all weekend. Caleb, three games in 3 days for him as well. And the Tri-City Storm get the win 3-2. Over the Sioux City Musketeers. Finally, want to also thank Kyle Eastman, who joined us during all three games here this weekend. Really doing a good job, dissecting some things, giving us some extra insight. And we wish Kyle well done for the year with an injury after a fight last week. Tri-City Storm win 2 out of 3 here this weekend. They got two left in the season. One more weekend of Storm hockey here on the Breeze until Friday night in Des Moines. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.